You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right, so check it out. I'm here with Cowhead. He did the show. It was awesome. It was a two-hour show.
Was it awesome?
I loved it.
I thought it was great.
Lewis
didn't like it.
Lewis J. Gomez?
You can call him the J. The J is a sign of respect that I don't have for him. But we did it, and the first hour was fucked up because the fat Australian was fighting with the guy who dates Montel's daughter, and they couldn't figure out who was running shit, and the sound got all fucked up, and I'm a professional sitting there watching this shit go on, and I'm just sitting there quiet because I don't want to be the dick in the room. But anyway, they fucked up the whole first hour, and I guess you could listen to it, but it's going to sound like it's a little.
Shit. I sent it out. I fixed it a little
bit. You know
what,
though? It's so fucking funny. It's free. What are you complaining about?
It is free. Listen, and the second half is when you kind of took over the show.
Yeah, it was kind of gentler me.
Yeah, you made everybody open up for some reason.
I apologize. I used to call Kelly a fat Australian. She's not fat. I'm hating her like everybody else.
The reason why we call her fat, she used to be fat.
Oh, okay.
So once you're fat.
Because I totally would fuck her.
You would fuck Kelly.
Yeah, I tried to get her to sit on my lap, but she said no. It rejected me right there in the room.
Well, what are you going to do?
Fuck her, fat bitch.
All right, enjoy the show. It's a little messed up at the beginning, but it gets better at the end. So go fuck yourself.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics, no direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret it?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
Join the riot! All right, fuck it. We're recording. I hit the button like old school.
Yeah.
All right, Robert Kelly here. You know what, dude? My headphones, for some reason, I can't hear anybody.
Well, you sound terrific.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
We can hear you.
Can't hear me.
I can hear Jimmy.
You can't hear Jimmy yet.
Are you coming through on the recording?
Is that a white man can't jump?
Yeah, well, I'm coming through on the recording. We're coming through.
The Stookie Brothers.
I just like to hear myself in the fucking headphones, and for some reason, they're fucking some button was touched. Mm. Something was fucked with. Were you here last night?
Yeah. Mm, yep.
You fucking cocksucker.
I didn't touch anything, dude.
Lewis.
What did I touch?
I don't know. What did you fucking do? Because I can't hear myself in my headphones.
I did nothing from any other nothing different from any other time that I did.
You got that new sound guy.
You,
Minnesota Dave.
Myself.
Yeah, whatever his nickname is you get.
It's like he's like a trucker. Minnesota Dave. That guy got a case of isotoners down to Cincinnati.
He's like 50.
Is he really?
What did you do to my headphones?
I didn't do anything to your headphones.
Why can't I hear myself?
Why don't you take Scopo's headphones?
And his microphone.
Isn't this the backstory episode?
It's a good one.
This is
an idea. Bobby dismissed it.
I did not. I said it was a great idea. And then you texted me, you hate me. It's like, fuck, Joe, no. I don't fucking hate you.
You wrote back, cool. I wrote like a 9-page email to you trying to help out our fellow.
You seriously are
you
the worst.
You write back, cool.
The worst texter.
You have a great radio voice.
It took 9 hours.
You should be on radio.
Good radio face, too.
I don't know
hello.
Who.
Hello.
This is
I
want to introduce a good friend of mine. His name is Michael, but his radio name is Cowhead. He's the top show in Florida, right?
Yeah.
In Florida. He has the top afternoon show in Florida. So if you're ever doing a gig in Florida, you might want to take that fucking ugly face joke back.
Jeez.
I assumed he was the guy that fucked you for a steak.
I didn't fuck anybody. I sucked a dick for a steak.
Sorry.
Get it right. Anyways, we have.
I like him because he looks like an old defensive lineman.
Yes, old, like out of shape.
No,
retired defensive lineman.
Yeah, it's very insensitive, Dan.
I meant retired.
Jesus Christ, you don't even know this guy.
You're saying his face is ugly.
I did not say that.
Yeah, you said he's got a face for radio.
Yeah, you said
that means he's ugly.
Ugly face.
That's out of context. Completely out of context.
But that's what listeners.
I always have him here. Michael is here. Cowhead is always on my lamp.
Oh,
that's him. You've guys
steal that from my studio?
I stole that from your studio.
That's cute.
Yeah, right. I stole from your studio. And then we have a new member of the Juice. Of Shizzo.
Yeah. Sweet gal.
Hey, how's it going?
Gary Vida.
That's right.
I believe the name is. And that's Mexican, right?
Yeah. I'm a... Pretty, I'm Puerto Rican, like Lewis.
If you could tell by his energy, he's a real lightning rod. This guy's going to blow some socks off.
Looks like a retired
I'm a slow
punter.
Draw.
Yeah. Looks like a retired accountant. You look like you beat the punks on the team.
What?
When yeah, Gary takes his glasses off, the nose come with it.
Gary he says that every time I see him.
Gary looks like an old uncle that died in Vietnam. Like, my mom would show me a picture, like, he's gone.
He does look like the stereotypical, I got cancer too young face.
he really has cancer.
That's okay. Then I'm right. My instincts are correct. I have superpowers. My headphones don't work, and it's Luis fucking Gomez.
Luis fucking J. Gomez.
He's so cocky. I love it.
Woo! What is it, Dan? You want to get some
out. I want to know when it happened to Luis, where he started correcting people on the J. That was the first sign that Luis has changed. That he's I'm going to go as far as say he's not a real ass dude anymore. Whoa. He's a real Hollywood dude.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Wait. You're a real Hollywood dude.
Yeah.
You got to have your gong. You're barking at Kelly for hot chocolate. Yeah. You're insisting on the J in your name. Yeah. A little too much.
I just and he's fucking up the studio with his show.
He's trying to sabotage
and then
you.
Sabotaging the
that,
show.
That might be the answer. Yeah. He got his own show here. That's probably when it changed.
And the chair. He was upset about the chair.
Yeah.
He was out, yeah, you're upset. You're sitting with a legend. And then, yeah. And
a
then
tiny
him.
Jew.
Yeah. Gary's
a legend.
I'm in between both of you.
Yeah. This guy looks like he's the director of a Jewish summer camp. Gary Vida. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Color Wars.
Bobby brought Luca Brasi to kill you.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Luke? Are you Godfather. Fucking kidding me?
Who's Luca Brasi?
Godfather.
It's okay.
That's okay. It's not okay. Black it's guys. Not okay that he doesn't know the fucking Godfather. I don't care if he doesn't know Godfather 2 or 3, but 1 you fucking know.
Godfather 2 is better than 1. Yeah.
Godfather 2 is great, but I don't expect Dum Dum to know.
I only saw the Godfather when I was like 22, and I don't know.
You
mean,
can't really
fine.
Retain stuff when you're 22.
It's like a foreign
you're
language.
Still developing.
Yeah. You really are just an ass. Yeah, sense. So you're thinking that Lewis is getting a little Hollywood. See, Lewis, what was it, like 8 months ago? 6 months
what?
Ago?
When he lived in the woods?
Well, yeah.
9 months ago. Then he was defanged.
He was about to pick up, move his family, his whole family to L.A.
Yeah.
To make it. Because that works.
That works out.
That works in your late fucking 20s. Mm-hmm. You're 30, right?
31.
You're 31. Yeah, that always gross. Works. I'm going to go to L.A. and we're going to do it, honey.
Didn't you look at the list? Watch Godfather, go to L.A. to make it. Jumped ahead.
So we all talked him into staying, and things have happened, and now he was on TV the other night on Access Live. His podcast is doing. He's on another podcast. He's on this podcast.
He didn't finish. His podcast is doing. He's on a different podcast. There was no adjective or anything.
His podcast is on the blanket. That's real big.
He's podcast. He's wearing a hat.
He eats food.
He's a person.
How do you tell if the podcast do well?
You can look at the numbers and see.
I mean,
downloads.
Like, what's good?
I would say real good.
Yeah.
Like, I would say over 100,000
a week,
an episode.
Is that what's the average here?
No, I
about
probably,
800,
50, 900, 50,000. That's good. That's respectable.
Yeah, it's good. It's getting bigger and bigger. This for the last 6 months, we've really jumped up.
As Bobby grows, so does the podcast.
Doesn't even make sense. I just lost 25 pounds.
Yeah. I know we lost 25,000 listeners.
If we had 1,000 listener for every pound, we'd be doing a lot better.
That would be better.
Weird ratio.
Thanks for saving Lewis.
No problem. This would be Lewis, the Woodstock of podcasts.
No joke, Gomez.
That deserved a bigger laugh. Woodstock, 500,000.
Joe and Gary do look like they were brought in to punch up everything that Lewis says. Like, Lewis just puts the attitude, and then Gary's like, well, if the premise actually changes, we could save the joke.
Run it by legal.
Yeah. Kelly's jumping
Scopo looks like he was brought in to do nothing.
Well, he...
Scopo
Jesus
always
Christ,
has,
you bail on me?
Well, Scopo always has sports talk producer face.
I'm in the fucking zone right now, all right? I'm in the fucking zone.
He looks like Dan Patrick a little bit.
Yeah, he's looking at
a
pool
host. He looks
a
little bit like Dan Patrick.
Yeah? Right? Well, what's the rule when you're talking?
I put the mic to me.
You go to the three fucking shot.
Yeah. No, idiot. You said put it to you.
No.
But it's you or the three shot.
The three shot. That's it's just you. When you talk, you go to three shots, so you don't have to worry about it. Anybody
thanks
else
for fucking talking to me, guys. I got yelled at by this.
Well, Bobby's got his director jacket on.
Just call me this, you cocksucker.
I got yelled at this.
I got yelled at.
You mean the guy that put you on the fucking show?
I got yelled. I didn't say this. I said I got yelled at.
You said this.
It's recorded. No, we can prove it.
Bobby?
Yes, I'm shutting my phone off.
You know, I just have a phone jail.
One thing.
It goes on phone jail. Phone jail. Phone jail. This phone jail. Jail.
Give me
phone
the fucking jail. Give me the fucking thing.
I hope he gets raped by a flip phone. By a thing. Dirty flip phone.
This is the thing with phone jail. Is that you should have been in phone jail.
No,
you should have been in phone jail. You should have been in fucking phone jail.
I want to go to phone jail. Boom, put it in.
All right, give it to me. Give it to me. Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Put it in.
Lewis's phone's going to rape your phone for sure.
Yeah, give it to me.
Yeah.
Look at his pictures.
he missed it on purpose, but I threw it to him.
That was great. And he just kept staring at it as it dropped.
He didn't even flinch.
I think Lewis has got the typical drug dealer burner phone.
Guys, make sure I get my Boost Mobile back.
Yeah, it's in phone jail.
I know I have to go to 7-Eleven and get a new phone.
I think part of that joke might have backfired because it looked like it hit you in the testicle. Is that true at all?
No, that's not true.
It looked, well, there's a couple layers protecting it, but
he called you fat. Oh,
I did not.
He called your balls fat.
I said there's stings in front of your balls.
You got fat balls.
I do have big balls.
Yeah, you do.
Show them.
I got small balls.
I've done too much on this fucking show and last.
Showing your balls.
He sucked my dick in front of a live crowd.
Oh, come on, bro.
It's tough to watch, dude.
Tell more of the truth.
Lewis, it's really
can
tough
you please
to watch.
Bring up on the phone him sucking my dick, please?
I
watched that yesterday.
No, you go. You don't want to see it.
Well, I don't either. Really happen?
I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
it's very.
We had We had the live podcast for the New York Comedy Fest at the Village Underground. Like how I put all the plugs in.
Right.
And we had Bailey J on, and he challenged her to a blowjob competition,
dick sucking contest,
and he won. She forfeited.
After I sucked his dick.
Oh, my. In front of everybody. Yeah. And he sucked it good.
It was a live podcast, but now I feel dead inside.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happier than ever to be on the couch with you.
To explain Lewis's position on the podcast is, if you know football, there's something called the wedge buster on kickoff team that's just only goal is to throw his body into other people so people can tackle the returner. That's what Lewis is on this podcast.
That's the and longest.
To suck a dick.
And to suck a dick. Thank
and
you.
To suck a dick.
Hey, man cow. You don't know me like that.
His name's not man cow. It's cowhead. Man cow is a fucking douche with glasses and shitty hair.
That's another
and my brother
guy,
has
right?
a show. And I sell. Fuck off.
I just learned that you suck the guy's dick. I think I do know that you're like that. We're good enough so far.
Yeah. And this is the guy, when you come to Tampa with me, you're going to be on a show. And you don't want to fucking, you know what I mean?
Hey, Bob.
What?
That sweater is a problem.
Yeah, your community college professor sweater is.
Wow, looks like a Hanley.
All right, the sweater's off. Does it make you feel better?
It does make me feel better.
Why would it be a problem?
It looks silly. You look like an old lady.
What are you talking about?
You look like an antique. It has a collar too. It's like a a cardigan with a collar.
I love that he switched up old lady with antique.
Very
he
silly.
He didn't get a laugh at old lady antique, and then they got a little chuckle.
I feel like you were trying something new.
No,
and I'm fucking not letting it happen.
Well, you know what I
That's
did?
That's your home sweater.
Makes you look smarter.
It is a home sweater, and I have Dick Van Dyke slippers too. I bought very expensive home slippers
for here.
No, not for here.
I have Jerry Van Dyke sneakers. How is that a bomb? Are you
gonna
kidding
save
me?
Joe.
Where's the banana? It's right there.
Why didn't he get the banana for that wedge
it's
shit?
It's not a banana.
He just tailed off like he wasn't trying to make a joke with that wedge nonsense. That was one of the worst bombs.
I don't like
in the
a Joe. This
podcast.
Is what Joe does. Listen, Joe can't
worst
just sit in it.
Worst bomb in history of the podcast.
Joe can't sit in it. He just has to point fingers when it doesn't go
well. First of all, Jerry Van Dyke sneakers is hilarious.
Okay, and two people will tell you
all,
on Twitter, and then you'll feel justified.
That's right.
All right, I'm gonna show. My friend Cowhead here. The
put the sound up.
Yeah, this will be good radio. Play a video for an individual.
Well,
we've all seen it.
The fans know what it is.
I'm sorry, Cowhead. I didn't mean that when I called you Man Cow before.
It's cool. I'm not offended whatsoever.
Sorry. Bobby was.
Are we friends?
So,
I'm
sorry,
too. I don't
give a fuck
what you do to your
career. I mean, I didn't mean it, that was a bomb, and you pretended it wasn't.
And I get it.
But
and I did mean it that you tried to divert attention from your
Kelly,
own bombs.
Kelly, fucked up. Dude, get it again.
But
Jerry Van Dyke sneakers.
Hey, we get it.
We got it. You didn't get. You can't try again. You got the. What are you getting? The bandana twice. The fuck? We need another bandana for fucking Joe's attempts.
Did anyone point out what we did wrong?
Yeah. Can anyone point out he called it a banana? It's making me so angry.
And listen, this gorilla knows.
When I know bananas.
This dick sucking gorilla.
What is your name,
gorilla?
Who are you? And why are you saying nothing and sitting here?
What do you want me to say?
Darth
I don't
Vader.
Know. I'm not happy.
Hey, does anyone ever call you Darth Vader?
I love that.
Darth Vader?
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Oh,
heard that before. Heard the
here
glasses and the
Gary, stop yelling.
Just show them real quick. Don't make it a fucking production. Why do women always have to make everything a big fucking production?
Women be shopping. But I don't, God damn. Oh, women always got to be shopping.
But why does he need to see the video? You get it. He sucked his dick.
Yes.
He doesn't need to see the video.
Well, it would have been a big deal if she just fucking pulled the video.
I know. It's like she's pulling it up reel to reel.
Yeah, how you feeling now?
I don't really know what's going on.
I'll tell you.
He's
what's
sucking
going
his
on.
Dick.
Real,
I'll
huh?
tell you what's going on.
Look how
on.
Loving he looks.
He is.
I got his balls. It's so uncomfortable.
I can't stop watching it now. I'm almost
chubbing?
Fully hard. Is that really happening?
Well, it's a dildo.
It was like I was giving a cow head.
Yeah. Hey.
That was pretty good.
That was actually
that
great.
Was
so
good.
Fuck everyone.
It was really good.
See, I'm not just talking about Jerry Van Dyke sneakers. That was a very good bit.
Thank you.
And Jerry Van Dyke sneakers was better, and no one's laughing at stuff today. Jerry Van Dyke sneakers.
It's Gary Veeder's here. His energy is not funny.
His yeah. energy is funny. It's just not. It's not coming out of his mouth.
I'm here.
Like he's. What? Everybody told me you gotta have Gary Veeder. You gotta have Gary Veeder.
I never said you had to have Gary Veeder.
He meant I said sexually.
I said you gotta have Phil Hanley instead of having him. You wore his outfit.
I can't wear a fucking sweater.
No, not that one.
Why?
Because it's got buttons and a collar. You look silly.
I fucking wanna look silly.
You look ridiculous. You look like you should be reading a book with bifocals.
I'm not gay.
What?
I don't know.
Nobody said that.
Anytime I hear the word bi, I'm like.
I wanted you to sit in that one.
Give me the bandana. Give me the fucking bandana.
Hey, fucking bifocals? What, do I suck dick? No?
You're not bi?
fuck, what? I don't like guys, too.
Oh, was that the joke? Bifocals gay? Yeah, yeah. Oh, I needed you to say it again. Your delivery was so bad that Soda had to repeat it.
Bob the interpreter.
I
speak back to him. He says he doesn't want to suck dick because wearing glasses.
He is funny.
Dude.
Dan is fluent in Bobby.
Yeah. I just told him you appreciate the joke.
Dude, things. Sweaters. Glasses.
I fucking look. First of all, I got a sweater. I like it. I've worn it.
I love it.
I think it looks good on me, and it makes me. It tones me down a little.
You look like a dad who's trying to not be abusive. No, all right, I'll take that.
Wow,
this is flying
tough,
around.
Tough morning.
No, what we should do is just get everybody their own, and you can put it on and take it off. How's that sound?
How about we just start tying your shitty sweater around the microphones instead?
Next one, you get a pass. That's how good that one was, and how bad you usually are.
Give him that back right there.
No, nah, come on. That was a flat tire. Anyways. I'm very happy to have you on the show. I've been on your show.
Gary, why?
Yeah. No, not Gary.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Bobby.
Is that mine?
Welcome back to the Gary V.
Is that mine?
Show. Today's guest is Robert Kelly.
Gary's show is all about doing slow things.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, today
we get a lot done.
We're going to slow it. Welcome back to Slow It Down. Gary Veeder.
Today we're going to be talking about watching the clock.
I will read you the Micro Machine commercial. And then Mom down. Hi, I'm Gary. Do you hate fast things?
Gary is a Micro Machine.
Yeah.
What? Nothing on that. blinking. Nothing. Nothing. That was a deep joke. Nothing on that.
I never said deep joke in my life.
He's small. Micro. Words.
Why would I say deep joke? That's ridiculous. That hurts my feelings. Scopo, bring in the heat today, buddy. Jesus.
Scopo's doing. Listen.
Take a minute off.
Scopo. Yeah, go to three, Scopo. Go to the three shot.
Director
Scopo,
Bobby.
You're doing great. You're doing a good job.
Yeah, you're nailing it.
This is the thing, is that we've been trying to put the videos. We spent thousands of
you
fucking...
You know how fucking hard it is to have everyone to go... You guys just fucking talk, so I'm trying to get everyone in the shot without him fucking yelling at me.
Don't get me wrong.
Don't... No, you don't get to say, I yell at you, because you're supposed to be doing something.
Yeah.
It's not that I yell at you
yeah,
for
so
no
I'm
reason.
I'm trying to get...
Oh, he's yelling at you now, Bobby.
Ooh. What?
He just yelled
what?
At you
yeah.
on your own show.
I yelled at you.
What's on my show?
Coming to?
That's some bullshit. Give me that fucking bandana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hit him with it.
I'm going to Don Fry that fucking white boy.
Woo, Don Fry. The patron saint of the Aryan Nation. What?
I'm kidding. I don't want it, you fucking weirdo.
I just want it off mine.
No, you're just such an improver. I don't deny. I just keep going.
Yes, and? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll do Bobby improv.
No, what are you talking about, dude?
No? All right. Just back.
Wow. You knew that wasn't going to work. Yeah. The second you said Bobby improv, you went, I got nothing.
Yep. Dude, I'm just going to do the dude first, dude.
I'm like, tank's empty. Let's just pull this bad boy over.
Instead of improving, you should improve. Jerry Van Dyke sneakers. Oh, boy. I think Vader's probably added at least one Twitter follower after this performance. Got to be one, maybe two.
You look like, what's his name? Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell?
Sam Rockwell. Yeah. A little bit, yeah. You could, you know, you play.
Is that good?
It's good.
I mean, my first compliment today.
Yeah. That's a compliment. He's a great actor.
Anything like Sam Rockwell.
I mean, if I was going to pick somebody, I'm not going to pick, I would pick him.
Is Sam Rockwell a midget?
No, Sam Rock. No, I'm not a midget.
I'm not a midget.
Yeah, how tall are you, Vita?
5'6".
Well, close. Half. You're fucking closer than anybody else. So, anyways, you have your show. I'm usually on your show, which is the fucking number one show in Florida.
You're there next week, I think.
I'm there in a week. Yeah. I'm in Tampa in a week, which I love that club. I like it. I like Bobby.
Oh, the side splitters.
Side splitters. Yeah,
like him.
I do like him. He's always been nice. He's showed up. He hangs out. He does one of the best impressions of Buford T. Justice you'll ever see. Ever.
How about Leslie? Bartender.
Ooh. She's great. And BT is great,
amazingly
too.
Attractive.
The guy who runs it. So, I mean, I don't want any problems at a club. If I can just show up and they keep people drunks, the fucking cool, and the fucking opener in middle of doesn't do fucking an hour, I'm good. Let me just go on and do my shit, and I'll get the fuck out. I like to go in, do my show, have a good time, say hi, and get the fuck out. Like me and you, when I'm there, we go to eat.
I know. I want to see you. I always tell the comedians, I'll be there. I'm going to come this way. I never go. But I went last time.
That's funny. Every fucking DJ does that. You know, have you been done? You don't know this, Lewis?
I'm going to go check it out. I'm excited to see it. What time is the show? 8 and 10? I'm going to come to the 10.
I don't say that.
I'm going to come to the 10.
Yeah, they're specific. They're very sweet. I'm going to come to the chat.
Well, I wait for the uncomfortable. You going to come tonight? Yeah. I'll get your name on the list. Like, I need you to get me on the fucking list.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, I'll try. No.
Yeah, but I wouldn't come either. You live in a nice house with a pool. You got your kids.
Yeah, I just don't have enough hours in the day. It's not that I don't like to go. Plus, we just sat there for 2 hours being funny together.
Right.
I don't need to see it again.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
You get it. Me and you usually go get some food.
That's the key.
But here's the thing.
No, I'm the denominator.
Apparently. Sorry.
The good news is you're only 0-for-1.
But I don't eat that way anymore, dude. I'm done.
No more grains.
And you lost a lot of weight too.
Yeah. But the best is he comes in the studio and he opens the door and he goes, "Oh, good, you're still fat." And he goes, "Because the day I come in here and you look better than I do, I'm going to be so fucking depressed."
It's the worst thing for a fat person is to come in and see one of your fatties not as skinnier than you.
Yes.
You know, because I always put my... It's like when I had hair, when I was losing my hair, I would always, like, you know, Russ Maneve. I was so devastated when I passed Russ.
You know, he doesn't eat every other day. That's his diet. That's crazy.
Well, it's not. It's actually not... crazy.
No, I've done the research. It's not actually crazy. I've done the research on it. We only made up the fact that we need to eat every day. Humans can eat every other day.
Wait,
and it's not a problem.
Every other day.
Yeah, he fasts every other day.
He's trained his body to not, he doesn't have to eat for a day. And then when he eats, he can eat whatever the fuck he wants.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the best actually pretty genius way to do it.
No, it's actually not that unhealthy. As long as you train your body to do it, there's no rule saying that we need to eat every 24 hours, three square meals a day, or in Bobby's case, 9. And they're not always
some of them
are
circular.
Bandana.
I love that he went for it.
We have to cut the bandana in half.
We should get you a bandana hoodie.
And hold up on that one.
Really? That's not a fucking good one.
Just didn't really get it.
I'm not getting it.
I think it's just a tough crowd today.
I think it is.
Hey,
and
get
I think
it?
That was made clear.
Hey, this is Colin Quinn. Welcome to the show.
What? Colin Quinn is the same as your Artie?
No, it's not. I'm gonna. Oh, yeah, maybe it is. Have you heard my Artie impression?
He just did. It just did. Yeah.
This is my Artie impression right here. Man Cow, it's good to have you on the on my show. I've been on your show. On Cowhead, Man Cow. I do heroin and eat Snickers bars. What the fuck do you want me to do?
That's pretty good.
They make any cough syrup? Anyways, I've been on your show a bunch of times. I do like that club, and I used to work the Improv over there, which is in Ybor City.
Yeah.
They were nice to me. I remember the first time I worked there, they gave me, my chick was coming to town, so they gave me a suite, they gave me a better hotel, and the next time I was there, they put me up at the fucking hotel around the corner. They have the pool in front with a street. No, it's not nice. You're right by the street.
I know, I'm saying that sarcastically.
Oh, okay. It's like I'm sitting in this pool after the show, just cops are going by, people are screaming, because Ybor City at 10 o'clock.
It's the shit.
Like New Orleans.
It turns into a fucking nightmare over there. That's what, I came out one night, and I saw these two insane Spanish cops, and one had a mesh shirt on, and the other one had a leather vest with their badges just on bare skin.
Those weren't cops. Those were gay guys.
Strippers.
Dressed up like fucking. And there was.
Yeah, strippers going to work.
Yeah, they're
hey, guys.
Bobby's like, dude, they look great in this city.
The cops just so weird.
Dude, I don't know what's up with their. Isn't there academy? I don't know what it is. You
have to frisk me.
Yeah, these put out such sexy cops, dude.
They've been licking each other's asses.
I mean, that went blue.
Yeah, of course he did. He's fucking Puerto Rican.
At what point do you want me to go gay sex?
At what point do you want me to say Kelly's fat, Kelly stinks, or I suck a cock?
That's his, he plays the triangle. That's his triangle. 1, 2, 3, gay sex. 1, 2, 3, gay sex.
Kelly sucks, Kelly's fat, Kelly sucks, Kelly's fat. Gay sex, Kelly sucks, gay sex, Kelly sucks, Kelly's fat, Kelly's fat, Kelly sucks, Kelly's fat.
That's how he has that thing. That's his
first of all, I haven't said Kelly sucks or she's fat today. I thought it.
Anyway.
He's right though, because you're like
you are fat and you do suck.
No, because
what's wrong with
you? Shut up. I know, because I've put on weight and I'm getting, I'm still going bigger, and you're looking great. And I hate it, because you were saying before, and you're losing weight too, and it's burning me up inside. I hate it so much.
No, those are your pussy cysts that are burning me up.
We're just shitty friends.
Why are we shitty friends?
You're losing weight. You pisses me off.
Joe, you don't
you
get it.
You look good. I'm mad. What do you mean I don't get it?
Because it's a fat person thing. When your friend who's fatter than you
friend.
Gets skinnier.
It's not a fat person thing. Your friend is improving his life in a way, and it's bumming you out because you're not improving the same way. That's
I'm
not
still
fat.
Happy
that could
for
be
him,
sobriety,
Joe.
Comedy, money.
I'm still happy for them. I'm just jealous of them because I'm a fat shit still.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You are clear on that.
That makes sense?
Look,
look at that.
Are you mad
guys.
At me?
No, I'm mad. Joe, I'm never mad at you.
Great.
All right, so take that with you forever. I'm never mad at you. Thanks. But if you ask me if I'm mad at you again, I will be mad at you.
Fucking jerk. I got a Coke, Dan.
Sure. Vita.
Right, let's get.
Vita hasn't said three words. You got to earn your beer, Vita.
Let's get to this. Joe,
Scopo. Vita is hilarious. We don't even know Mike yet.
Mike is one of the fucking the greatest guys out there. All right, one of the greatest DJs out there, okay? Vita, you're doing...
I'm doing great.
So today is Chris Scopo Day, okay?
He just winced.
We're going to have... I'm going to let Joe and Dan take this over. Dan will narrate. Joe will direct.
Well, but I also want to learn about Mike, and we should showcase Gary, too. He's very funny sometimes.
Well, showcase? What am I, fucking the industry? Yeah. What am I, the fucking Steinbergs? You want me to put him up and do five?
Hey, buddy. Listen, want to know if you could take a look at my friend Gary?
By the way, nobody knows who the Steinbergs are. It just sounded really racist. Like, what am I, some fucking Steinbergs or something? Control the media and shit?
What am I, the money bombs, huh?
Okay. The what?
Lewis just took a
money bombs. That was actually good, but you didn't say it right.
Thank you.
Fuck him. I'm going to hold off on it. You've been really good today.
Thank you.
Really good.
Well,
was.
Mike,
I didn't mean that sarcastic.
What, you're happy for him, Jerry?
See?
The implication is that you're bad behavior. He said it like you were Lewis.
I've had a very bad week.
Mm-hmm.
Very bad week.
You can see it on your church. Face.
Why?
Well, you know, I mean, things, you know, with the baby, has been fucking amazing. I can't tell you. I know you guys are real young. You know, Mike, because you have kids. But you guys are young.
Lewis is just a terrible dad. He doesn't even look at him.
I don't know if your kid counts.
I don't want to admit that Lewis is a father. I'm shocked by it.
Cutest kid on fucking earth.
Here's the deal, though. You have to be around for a year before we can consider you a dad.
I have another month.
Yeah, so in a month, we'll consider you a full-fledged dad. We're white. We're dads right out the gate.
I was trying to see that around. Math.
Makes sense, right? At absolutely. Any minute, he could be like, I'm out of here, B. Yeah. I'm going to go live my life. And then we have another Louis J. Gomez in our hand. You know what I mean? So,
Gary is actually my son.
No, Louis, you're the same way. You'll relate to this too. Is that I don't know if there's anything better in life when you look and you're hanging with your kid, when you're just chilling with your son or your daughter, whatever you got.
Oral sex.
What?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What?
Deadly.
Why are you bringing up oral sex when we're talking? I'm trying.
You said you don't know if anything is better than looking at your kid.
Get serious. Get serious, Louis. Fuck, man. Get real.
He's an animal.
Jesus Christ. I just the fact that one day James will be like, I want to listen to all the podcasts my dad did. And I'll be like, what's better than hanging out with your son? Getting your dick sucked. Getting your dick all nice and wet in a chick's mouth.
I think it's losing its battery.
You're just
it's starting to sing like Gary Vita.
What I'm saying.
Kelly's got two funny things today. It's a record.
Kelly's funny. Kelly's funny. Kelly's funny. Kelly's. Now she ruined it. Kelly ruined it.
By it we mean everything.
And we're really serious.
Kelly's not that funny. No, Kelly's funny.
Oh.
So your son, before Lou interrupted.
So here's the deal: is that I mean, there's nothing better than fucking hanging with your kid. I mean, it's just a fucked up. When you've been as selfish as we've been in our careers to make it to where we are.
Jesus.
I'm talking to just me and Mike right now. But no, you too, Louis. I mean, you've been to all of a sudden have this guy, a little kid on your. And all he gives a fuck about is you.
You don't even know yet. Wait till he gets a little older. How old is he now?
5 and a half.
Yeah. No. Wait till he's like two.
He's 5 and a half months.
But wait till he's like two. That's totally different world.
What do you mean?
Because you could do more shit with him and he could talk back to you. He's like another person.
Then you can hang out with him.
Then you can hang out with him.
Talk about
then
pussy.
You don't give a fuck about any of your friends anymore. You just want to
have him smell your fingers.
Now, Gary, you were two recently.
Gary,
Gary looks like a giant baby.
Gary, side note, do you shave your arms?
Do I? No.
You should. Listen, here's the thing. Please do next time.
By the way, I told...
I don't want your pubic hair and your arm hair to connect in front of me.
I was briefing Gary yesterday on the show, and
you're
I said...
You're briefing?
Briefing him.
Stop briefing people.
Well, I said, don't
you? Last time you briefed somebody, they came in here and attacked me.
I'll tell him. He said, don't attack you, and then he'll lay off of me.
I said, don't attack Bobby until he attacks you. So what I was going to say is, I think you're in the clear now.
Okay,
if you wanna,
thanks.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
It stays
Lewis is knocking over dishes.
There. It stays there, Tim.
That was the best sound ever.
What an embarrassing person to have on your show, just knocking over plates.
He's a fucking bull. It's
always a sitcom problem. Guys, the conveyor belt won't stop. It's producing too many things. But I'm still lovable, even though I've created this giant problem.
That is hilarious.
Gary was about to pipe up.
And you are. Enjoy your
song. Well, Bobby, I grew up.
Gary's got the energy of Eeyore.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bob.
I'm going to go find Piglet.
What, so, Gary, what did Joe say to you yesterday?
You have the body of Winnie.
Well, Joe said, don't attack Bobby unless he attacks you. Then
why would you?
Quit.
Why are you? Listen, this is what you're fucking up, okay? Gary is a professional comedian.
First of all, don't blame this performance on me. I got him all riled up like Rudy yesterday. And now he's folding.
He was telling me, raise my hand and everything. I'll be.
I said, Bobby's a great host. Just make sure he knows if you have something. And clearly he hasn't had anything yet.
This really
he's
is.
Listen, Gary, you're doing fine. Okay? Here's
great.
The deal.
You look
what
good.
I'm saying
feel very
is.
Very uncomfortable.
Well, you're between two fucking Mexican Spaniados. Are you Spanish?
Seriously?
What are you?
Italian.
I know.
I
just wanted to see him be insulted. That's all. In front of a Puerto Rican. Seriously, you think I'm one of those?
Boy, Mike's racism really just shined there.
I'm proud of my heritage.
Yeah.
You give these. You gave Phil Hanley a pep talk, and he walks in and immediately attacks me.
Yeah. And then you fucking paid tribute to him by wearing his sweater. And I said, "Don't attack." That's why I said I learned.
You said, "Don't."
Come on.
He's like,
"Stop giving people fucking pep talks."
They want advice. They're nervous to come in here. You're very intimidating.
You are. He is. I've done nothing. I've been nothing but nice to you.
I agree. I didn't even know if I was supposed to say hi to you when I walked in.
Why?
Why? You barely looked at me.
I was just a little. I got to do a lot of shit.
He couldn't see you. He was looking over your head.
Yeah.
Bobby likes to do all the technical stuff right after the show is supposed to start.
I had therapy today, and I had to come here. I had a meeting this morning, which is a Joe DeRosa meeting. I just had lunch with Rebecca from the Cave.
Oh, okay.
I have a meeting, and then I went to therapy, and I came here, and I had a couple minutes to set up. I got to set this whole fucking thing up, and Scoper and
Kelly.
Festuca.
Festuca. You know, we got to get this shit going. So you can walk in, Joe, sit down and just talk. And apparently pick your nose and throw it on the floor. What are you doing? You fucking savage.
Savage.
You just picked your nose and sprinkled it like it was fucking spice.
Someone say savage. Yeah. We got another nose picking alert. Yeah. Finger goes up, boogers come out. Dig it. That's my favorite thing in the world. Well, Lewis is looking at me like a little kid. He's like, do it, savage. Meanwhile, Joe's going to go back to talking Gary up.
Come on, Gary, sing, baby. Sing. Get that voice out. Oh, he's a singing bird.
Oh, well, Bombay.
Why am I a Civil War era black woman?
You're a big fat black aunt that's trying to get her little niece to sing in the talent show.
Sprinkled it like spice. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Boy, that was you guys were right on top of each other with humdingers.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I had this week, you know, it was amazing to have this feeling, to have this thing in your life. It makes you closer with your chick. It makes you closer. I mean, just, it's crazy.
Not me, I'm ruining my relationship.
Yeah, it's early for you. You'll hate her soon enough.
Why?
Because she's miserable with everything.
Yeah. What? My wife is not miserable. She's
now,
very happy.
Now.
What the fuck are you
still
talking about?
You're still helpful. You're still excited. I'll get this one, you know, this diaper or whatever.
You really, Bobby, you really just did the thing where you said something guaranteeing that they're going to come along with it, and they didn't. You're like, isn't it great? You're with your chick. Your chick loves you. You're sharing this one human. Lewis is like, oh, I'm done. We're almost done. And then Luca Brasi's like, I don't know. It's so bad.
Luca Brasi.
And also, nobody even addressed Lewis's until now. We were like, yeah, you're going to get divorced. That's fine.
You're not going to make a year.
But he
gets divorced, he has to get married first.
Oh.
Yeah. Almost. Very close.
Veter coming with the legality.
He almost hit the bell.
Oh. Everyone was like, "This, there it is."
Really does have associate face too.
Well, legally, you're not married.
No, he was saying that he could drop the documents if I needed him to.
Also, can we turn the camera off? Gary drinking. He's only 17.
Gary, you're tiny.
Oh,
huge piece, though.
Well, I mean, what are you saying? It's gonna get worse. It's gonna get bad.
Well, I mean, you can't sing the praises of its wonders
you know,
of your relationship.
This is being recorded.
I know my wife's never listened to this shit.
She's a what the fuck kind of girl.
What?
It's a podcast. Probably the number one podcast in the world. You should say WTF with Mark Maron. You should.
Maron.
What the fuck is a statement? What the fuck, like saying?
Yeah, she's the what? Yeah, Lewis. But anyways, please let's not. Can we not stay on him?
Gong yourself.
WTF are you talking about?
There he is.
So
punch up list.
Anyways, I mean, look, I've heard this before too. With you know about yeah, your wife. I mean, look, it is.
Well, it's like their life becomes like that.
I know why your wife, your chick, she's not your wife. She's your girl. You're not married. You have a kid out of wedlock.
Okay.
Okay.
Oof.
And you, well, no, I mean, you're not married.
No, we're not.
But you have your chick, you live together, but I understand why she's mad at you. You were supposed to go here, and you didn't. She got mad at that, and then you fucking admitted that you jerked off in the hospital while she was
in
labor.
Just stop bringing this up.
Okay.
Because every time she hears the podcast,
why is she listening?
It reminds her of that, right. And then she's mad at me for 3 days in a row. But when you guys are good, you guys are great.
Now,
4 hours at a time.
There's nobody. I think you guys make a great couple.
Yeah,
your girl... you and your girl fit each other.
So Beauty
whatever,
and the Beast.
Whatever bullshit you're going through now because the stress is heightened to the maximum will fade away as you as things relax. Whoa, as
stop vomiting in your mouth. That's disgusting.
Yeah, vomit in your sweater.
It's a fucking fast-paced show, man. It's a fast-paced show.
Yeah, it's about time people start coming around and laughing at each other, too.
Yeah, well, your obscure references are still probably not going to hit.
You had a couple pearls that were bombs as well.
What?
I'm saying it was a tough crowd for
Will
a while
you stop
here.
Talking like Boardwalk Empire? You had a couple pearls yourself there, son.
Yeah.
I'm saying it was a tough crowd, and now we're loosening up a little bit. Probably because Gary has a beer.
So, anyways.
And a beer, duh. Proud of you, buddy.
I fucking
Gary's
love
been
jealous.
Working on this beard for 3 years.
I do love Joe.
That's his Rangers playoff beard for their Stanley Cup run. Tell that story.
That's what he has to tell. That's why we stink.
This is a big one.
No, forget our kids. This is the best story ever.
Yeah, your kids stink. Your wives stink. The whole thing. Gary.
No, I was about to tell you this tragic shit that happened to me this week. Terrible week.
Joe's
going to
tell my story.
You got to hear this.
And now Joe List, the disconnected list that he is, would rather hear a funny story than the tragic shit that happened. But go ahead.
I'll make Bobby forget about his whole dumb baby story. Gary Veeder has seen Shaquille O'Neal's dick.
Fuck that kid. Talk. Yeah. Maximus can go fuck himself. What do you got?
So like when I was growing up, my dad, he was a con artist. So he used to.
Seriously.
So yeah,
they need
seriously.
To make a fucking movie out of your life.
And it was Catch Me, Matt Damon.
It was Catch Me If You Can before.
Damon.
I mean, well after.
Was he really that guy?
I mean, basically. He was, so we would go to sporting events. I was big
Is that your voice or is that the microphone? Why are you trying to talk like a man?
I would like a case of beer, please. A case of your finest beer.
Of beer.
So
he's sitting on phone books, so it's throwing off his voice a little
bit. I'm drinking a beer.
Right. Oh, this is brutal. Right.
So, go ahead, Vita.
So, all right. So when I was like 10, 11, my dad would take me to sporting events. He would say that we worked for Sports Illustrated for Kids, and we'd basically slide into the events. And he'd be the photographer, and then I'd be the kid reporter, and we'd go to all these games for free.
Did you have to show with like a fucking hat and a jacket and a notepad?
A press?
Yeah, no, we did. I would interview the players, even though it wasn't going anywhere. And then I'd basically have to come up with things on the spot, kind of like I'm doing right, you know, today. Whoa.
So you were forced to have a personality as a young kid. What happened to that? What happened to that little kid? Yeah,
it was like a stage dad.
Yeah. What happened to you?
It was all a lie.
He blew his wad at 12.
Yeah.
You're probably this fucking pizzazz little kid.
I'm good on stage.
His sit down with Allen Iverson when he was 11.
Yeah. No, with Jordan. I met Jordan, Shaq. Richard Gere.
So you how did
you know the best basketball player of all time, Richard Gere?
So how? No, they're all at the game. Every celebrity used to go to all the Knick games.
An officer and a power forward.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew that was bombing.
Wow. Yeah, throw that. Ooh. Why don't you get your boogers out with that, you fucking weirdo?
I saw a booger on the rim of the toilet when you lifted up the pee. Was that Joe?
No. Today?
Oh, yeah,
put a
booger
in the toilet.
I don't know. Maybe it fell out of your nose. You fucking, you were taking a piss or something.
So, Gary, back to the time you faked you were
Gary.
A Make-A-Wish kid or whatever you did.
So, how do you get on Shaq's cock? How did you suck his
climb
dick?
Up.
So, Shaq's story was we went there to see there when he was on the Orlando Magic.
Gary was really bad at interviewing. Shaq, can you pull your dick out right now?
Yeah. I mean, so I went in the locker
Ooh,
room.
Boy.
Yeah, just take that.
Wow, he's really fucking slumping today, huh?
So I go in the locker room with my dad. He would call ahead. He called Madison Square Garden. They didn't have the internet. So like there's no way to check to make sure he was telling the truth. They just believed everything he was saying. We go in the locker room. Shaq was there. He just had a little towel on.
Hey, what's up, tiny little man? Do you want to see my penis?
And then
are you the kid from Sports Illustrated for Kids? Do you want to see my giant penis? I can give you all the answers. I can't give regular Sports Illustrated. Do you want to see my dick?
So you're interviewed.
Yeah, well, I didn't get to interview Shaq, but I got like two autographs from him. But then he was in there. He was in the locker room.
One with a pen, one with his dick.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just dick, dick, yeah. Dick, dick.
That's all it comes.
Triangle.
That's all that he knows.
Triangle. Faggot dick, Kelly sucks, fat.
Faggot dick.
Go ahead.
I was in the locker room, and then Shaq was there, and so was his dick.
Where was his dick though?
Same room.
How? I mean, you're like 4'2". Was his dick right where your face is?
No, his dick. I was on like the opposite end of the locker room. I already got his like autograph.
Gary was actually taller when he was a kid.
I saw Wes Welker's cock too.
How big was Shaq's dick?
It was like a Shaq-sized dick.
Like how big? If you had to hold your hands up, how many beer bottles? How many fists can you get around?
What I would think it would be like, you know, one Heineken bottle, like one of the
soft. Whatever. He wasn't hard. He wasn't walking around hard.
Yeah,
was he?
That was soft.
Oh my God.
Who brought that tiny little white man in here? hard when tiny little white kids were around.
You didn't interview Shaq.
I didn't. I just got his autograph.
And you got an image in your head forever of his cock.
Yeah.
That was about the same time Horace Grant was playing in the Magic. Did you see his piece?
He was on. It was like, it was Penny. Penny was on.
Oh, okay. Anthony. Yeah.
And Jordan, did you see his cock or just talk to him?
Just talk to him.
That's disappointing.
It was the night he scored 55 at the Garden.
Yeah.
It was when he came back.
So you got into all these 95. Events because your dad
all
is.
Of them. I mean, yeah, he was just saying
is
that
your
we
dad still around?
Yeah, but we don't talk anymore.
Why not? Because he robbed you? He took your credit.
He was just a liar. Yeah, he was a
Gary
liar.
Found out he wasn't actually a Sports Illustrated reporter.
He wasn't really your dad.
He wasn't
either.
My dad. Yeah.
He just used you because he needed a kid.
He's like, exactly. Come here, kid. I'm your dad.
No, I was like his bait. I would get him in everything. Like we would get free stuff just because he would use me as like part of the scam.
Like food.
Yeah, food, everything.
How'd you get free food with a kid?
Food, my dad, he owned,
Fuck you, Dad. I'm not talking about me.
Just like Lewis's head goes to sex, you're immediately like,
Dad, so where would you get, like, 3 hot dogs? At the Garden? Because I love the hot dogs at the Garden, Dad.
You're figuring out how you could use your kid to get free food. But, yeah, like, I went to, we'd go to, like, pizza places, and he would know the guy, though, somehow.
Right.
And he'd just say, you know, like, he'd bring me in, and he'd have a little bit of a relationship. He was good at bullshitting everybody.
Right.
And then because I was there, they'd always give me free food. I don't know. Like, he would just have kind of a good relationship with them.
So it wasn't free food. He wasn't conning people. He just had a relationship with a friend of his, and the kid came in, and he gave you some slices and some fries.
But that would happen, like, everywhere.
Yeah, because your father knew a lot of people.
Yeah.
How the hell did we get on food? You interviewed Michael Jordan. Can we get back to MJ?
What was the free pizza like?
I don't give a fuck. You interviewed Michael Jordan as a kid. So how good could it be?
I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't
was
good.
He breaking he was a, grounds?
He what was a kid color? Meeting Michael Jordan.
I fucking came close to him, too, once.
Came close to him, yeah, when he was escorted by you in a casino quickly with 7 bouncers.
Wow, that was
very
wordy as shit.
Very wordy.
Well, I was walking by a casino with 7 bouncers and 19 lights.
It was a haiku.
Gary, where were you for the Stanley Cup Finals in 1994? This
Oh, yeah, at the Glass. I didn't even have a ticket. That was another thing. I didn't have a ticket. I was at the Glass. I'm in the Stanley Cup video.
That's great.
Yeah. Didn't even.
On the floor. At the ice.
On the floor. Oh, and then
you're a bit. Look, man, I'm not a fucking sports fan like you, bro. I'm not going to get fucking my dick hard.
About Michael Jordan.
I went to the Michael Jordan game where Bird and Jordan went at it in triple overtime on Thanksgiving.
The one who scored 62 points?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
It's not called the Michael Jordan game.
In the old Garden.
All right.
Bird had to lie on his fucking stomach and stretch his back in between every overtime. 10 minutes because his.
In between every 10 minutes.
Every. Yeah. Fuck you, dude. You know what?
She saw Shaq's dick. I thought that would be a thing.
She saw.
That's a guy, first of all.
Yeah.
That's not a girl. Yeah. I mean, even though he looks like a girl that turned into a guy.
Yeah. Oh, way to pick a new guy named Gary. That's pretty.
Gary, I can't help you anymore. I don't know what to do. They were unimpressed by Shaq's dick.
I was that's all impressed. I had.
Well, that was a good story, but he fucking really glanced over it. I don't know. It looked like a dick, a Shaq dick.
Wow.
I mean, describe it. Did it have a big helmet? Was it a few colors?
Circumcised.
What did you want to do? Did you make it want to touch it?
I know. I mean, I wasn't.
Did it make you hungry, Dad?
Was it a few colors?
Neapolitan.
So anyways.
Turn it, little boy.
I don't know if my special is going to happen.
Dude, why?
What?
Why?
What?
I don't know.
I'm supposed to do warm-up on that special.
Yeah.
Why is it?
Well, I just made
I
that
know.
Up. But that was
all
awesome.
This crazy shit. My mortgage is getting fucked.
Why?
The house I'm trying to get. Everything.
This Gary, help him with his mortgage.
This has been one of the worst weeks in a long time. Like, literally, where I'm literally throwing in the towel.
No, you're not.
Hang on 1 second. Not in
you should
the
throw
business.
In that sweater.
Okay.
What?
I liked it, but I'm not going to help you.
Triangle?
Throw in the sweater?
Yeah. I'm laughing at I'm good. Laughing at Soder's jumping to suicide. No, you can't. And you're like, no, I'm saying I'm gonna be fine. I just
I'm not gonna
throw in the towel on you know.
I'm just
Gary's story. That's amazing.
I don't know if you've ever done this. If you had this, I mean, you probably in your life where you get to the point where you're like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do what I do and just move keep it moving. You know what I mean? Just keep it moving.
A little insensitive to Mike. Just assuming he's been suicidal before.
I'm not suicidal. I'm not suicidal. No, it's not. I'm talking about
Florida.
I'm talking about, like, you know, that's why I love being a comic as opposed to an actor or a musician or whatever the fuck, is that we always have our comedy. I can always just, I'll go here, I'll do my, I can just do my shows.
Yeah.
I'll go, and I'll just go do the road, and all right, you can take that, you can take, but you're not going to be able to, I'm going to go make a living, and I'll make my fucking money, and I'll still tell my jokes and write shit and,
Bobby,
you know, stuff like that.
When you kill yourself, can I have the board?
So
back to Max.
No, it was a weird. It was a fucking bad week. It was a bad week, but not. I mean, look, I'm not looking for sympathy. I get it. We all go through this shit. I don't give a fuck. But you know, I'll get over it. But
you can't do that.
It's what?
You can't go. This is the hardest week of my life. But I don't give a fuck.
Wow.
You change speed mid story.
I was with Alan today, and I was just fucking yelling at him. I'm like, dude, stop with your fortune cookie shit.
Yeah.
Good. Fuck you. I'll go get a bag of fortune cookies. I go deeper. Go to the book. Where's a book that you read?
Jesus.
And give me a big word. Give me a fucking word. I don't want good. I don't want the fucking, you know, things are good. Are they? You know, you got to stay connected. I know. I get it. Stay connected to the kid. And you what? And the fuck off. It sucks. It just blows right now. You know, where you ever have a part in your career where everybody is just getting shit and you ain't. Everybody. You know what I mean? You have to get stuff, and when you get it, then it will happen. Oh. You haven't got anything yet.
Hold on 1 second. I think enough time has passed. A few moments ago, Lewis had the worst bomb in the history of the You Know
What
Dude podcast.
Okay, you
I don't even remember, but it was a long period of quietness.
The soundboard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, if you die, can I have the soundboard?
No, when?
That
was the funny part.
Tremendous.
I didn't even want to look at it because it was like one of those gruesome accidents where I was like, I can't unsee that.
I loved it. I loved it because I was like, nobody address it. Nobody. Yeah. All right, we're moving on. Perfect. Oh, that
you
was
know that really
fucking
hurt him
because
he didn't address it, though.
It was really sweet.
I don't give a
it was
fuck.
Beautiful.
But what?
A bomb?
I know, but that one was like a nuclear bomb.
That was
mushroom cloud.
It was like a suicide. It was insensitive, and nobody laughed. And it was weird.
It changed the feeling, like, in the room.
Yeah, like you lost. Like
the room felt uncomfortable.
And everyone was okay with it, even when you said, "If you kill yourself,
when
you kill yourself," people were still like, "This could be something."
Yeah.
Like, we didn't disengage then. I mean, like the board and. People don't even know what the fucking board means.
Yeah,
it was great.
Just think people could think a board.
It was really
it's
horrific.
It's a little early for me on the podcast today.
No, it's not. We're actually an hour in.
Yeah.
No, it's early in the day.
The sun's down.
No, it's actually, it's not even sunny out today.
Well, there's a new contender.
Anyways. All right. Well, anyways. Yeah, it was a bad week. But here's the thing is that... I mean, this is all I got. That's what I told Alan today. I go, I'm going to go do a fucking podcast. I'm going to tell some jokes. And then I'm going the fuck home. So
I really wish this one was better now.
What's that?
The podcast.
It's a great podcast. Okay. I wish you were better on this one, but really it's been great. I mean, Vita.
I brought it. Wait a minute, that story.
He's been slowing it down to speed it up.
Oh, it's so funny, though, talking to you guys, because like, you've never had a downtime yet.
Yes, I have.
What is it?
Downtime was called the first 7 years of my career.
No, that
I
doesn't
met him.
Count.
He's been on fire.
He was a busboy answering phone.
Oh, yeah, no, he had
a downtime.
Yeah.
After I did Live at Gotham in 2009, I thought shit was going to happen, and I was going to get managers and shit, and nothing.
It took like 3 months.
Pretty
brutal.
For two years, nothing. And people kept getting Montreal around me. Everything kept happening, and I kept working doubles at the restaurant. So, yeah, I've had that. In 2009, I thought things were going to go fucking awesome after I did Live at Gotham.
Really?
I watched List get a bunch of shit, and him and Nate were ahead of me.
Saw that get taken away.
You did. You got a bunch of stuff when we first moved. When you first moved to the city,
we weren't even friends. You can't count
that. We were friends from the start.
We met. That's when we met.
Apparently, we have different definitions of a friendship, and that hurts.
But
how old are you?
30.
Yeah, when you get close to 40, yeah, and shit's not happening, that's when you freak out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bobby, plus, you're going to have all kinds of medical problems when you hit 40.
Can we let Lewis say you? What did you say, Lewis?
Nothing.
No, you said something. What did you say?
I don't give a fuck. Just,
I have no confidence. I, you know,
I'll tell you what happened
with
here.
A lot of confidence, and you guys pointed out my confidence, and I started being self-conscious about my confidence.
That's he, good. That's before, what we want you, right? The before, weird zone.
Before the show, he's like, "Let's, hey, Soder, let's get into a war." I'm like, "I don't want to get into a war." And he's like, "Let's get into a war on the show, and no one will know what it'll be about." I'm like, "No." So then I just let him thought everything was done, and then I brought it up and fucking deconstructed it.
What the fuck? He's coming in with premeditated skits on the show? This isn't fucking Legion of Skanks, you fucking dummy.
Hey, what do you work for the government? Do?
What is wrong with you? What are you, fucking join an improv good. Group? Are you good. Remember the Groundlings?
That was for the
fuck is wrong with you?
I was kidding.
Was he kidding?
Yeah, he was kidding.
He wanted to do a fucking...
No, he was like, he was just like fucking around saying it, but...
He would have done it if you'd said
yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You check Lewis' pockets, he has a sketch. It's like a fucking yeah. script.
Hey, he's a
script.
Fucking magician. You get these fucking
Bobby
cards.
Bobby Kelly. It's all like dialogue. Bobby. All right.
Oh, I love it. Yay,
fucking Gomez.
Trick.
I see it on your back, dumb
for
dumb.
For today's yeah. Lewis's short story. It's music, Bobby.
I'm Bobby, if you read this, well, I'm going to say this. And when I say this, just read. What are you, Angel Salazar? Check it out.
Gary, can you do an Asian voice? I can try. I can try.
But I think I think you're right, though. When you hit 40, I mean, how many times have you been fired?
Twice.
You've been fired?
from the same place, but the second time, my wife was 5 months pregnant.
Oh,
you were at the top of your game. You were the hit show, one show.
I was working for CBS, and I got hired away by Clear Channel. And then the first 3 months of working there, I got fired because of an FCC complaint. And my wife was 5 months pregnant. I just bought a new house, all that fun shit.
What the fuck did you do?
I shit Mentally. My pants for a little while. Well, the good thing was I was in demand, so I knew I'd get another gig. But then the FCC thing was so fucking bad after Janet Jackson that anybody that was, you know, the FCC was looking at was on the blacklist. So I was real close to being blacklisted. So I thought satellite radio was going to have to be my only thing. And then the company that hired me now stepped up and they were like, all right, we'll get
What did you do to get fired? Can you talk about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it wasn't a lot. It was somebody sabotaging me.
You
from
raped
the
a midget?
Yes, twice. No, it was. I asked
this true, Gary?
Lundgren about it.
The big man touch you, Gary.
Now I feel uncomfortable.
Can you stop your shaking knee?
Okay.
Why'd you point at me? You can't blame everything on me.
So what'd you do?
I didn't. I was talking about Dolph Lundgren. He used to date Grace Jones, remember? Mm-hmm. Black chick. We talked about anal sex, and that was bad, I guess. And then I asked some other guy if he jerked another guy off, and that was bad. And it was really like a bunch of those little things. It was one guy that tried to get me fired, so he taped all the shit and he sent it to the FCC.
Was it a fan? Or like a listener?
It was another radio guy.
Oh,
yeah. Are you kidding me?
No.
Fucking morning wars, man.
Pretty much.
I don't know how you guys did it. When I worked in radio, it was those morning show guys. I was always like, you guys just fucking, everyone's fighting each other.
I'm good at the fight, so yeah. I don't mind the fight, but I don't, it's you don't take it that far. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
With somebody's career.
It's a livelihood.
I had a pregnant wife, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and then I got lucky. I got another shot. And,
how fast after that did you get another shot?
3 months, but that's three long
How months. Many? How many days did it take you to get over that in your head, the fear of holy sh?
I'm going to leave it on the floor.
I hope. Will you lie on the floor? With it. I want you on the floor with it.
It was funny because it was so sincere.
Lie on the floor with it.
I just had a mental
like Bashville, man.
What's really funny about that is how sincere you were when you said that. You really were like, lay on the floor. Like, if you had a gun, he'd be like, you just pointed at the floor?
I can't stand the floor. Just fucking... I don't, I mean,
Cowhead's talking about the hardest 3 months of his career. He's like, it was bleak. It was very bleak. And Lewis is like, cling, cling, cling. Oh, man, I did it again. This fucking sitcom stupidity.
Not only that, I don't know if you guys could hear it. He also was clanging it while it was happening. So it was just like a subtle like.
He's embarrassed.
Your gong is gone. It's over.
Was that a play on words right there?
What happened to you?
The gong is gone?
Oh, my God. Don't act like you're serious right now.
That was the beard thing. I really did.
Oh, my gong. You are not good anymore.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe and his puns.
Joe is fucking funnier than
I love a good pun.
Wow. Listen, so when, how many days were you in complete, like, fuck me?
That was pretty, the first 30 days was kind of like, oh, I'll get another gig. I'm fucking doing good now. Then after that, I was like, holy shit, what am I going to do? Money in the bank's drying up, and I had a new Hummer, that $80,000 Hummer at the Jesus. Time. I'm like, the fuck am I going to do?
So you thought you were going to be the motherfucker when you got that gig.
I was on the climb right away. In that first 3 months, I had the best ratings I had in 6 years. It was working out great. And then my agent at the time was like, let me call a couple other people and see what we can find out. And then thankfully, somebody bit.
How'd you get fired the second time?
Well, that was the second time.
What was the first time?
First time I just worked with a different guy, and I outgrew that show. We just didn't get along.
Oh, so you got fired, like regular fired?
Yeah, I got like, hey, you know, it was probably half my fault because I didn't want to kiss anybody else's ass anymore. So, first time was nothing. I had nothing. I was making like 30 grand. It was no big deal.
Right.
Second time, sucked.
Second time was big money.
Oh yeah, but it was big money, and it was big, you know, different life situation. Yeah.
But that's the point you brought up, that as comics, we can just go still do stand-up. Yeah. When you're done in radio, you're just waiting for someone to be like, we'll put you back on the air.
It's only a handful of jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to move to Sheboygan and do fucking mornings. Sheboygan. You know?
Yeah.
Seriously.
And that's always funny, because everyone in radio always says that same thing, where they're like, what am I going to end up in, Duluth?
Yeah.
And you're like,
I don't even know where the fuck Sheboygan is, but I don't want to go there.
But it's funny, because always in radio, when people would say that, when like I get fired, like, well, I'm going to stick around here, see if there's something here, because I'm not fucking moving. Because in radio, you have to. That's why.
And I've only worked in Tampa since I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
Marking number 18 has been pretty good to me. So, yeah. I'm contemplating now, my contract's up in June, whether I even want to leave.
Hasn't there been a lot of like radio guys that have been fired, like killed themselves as a high suicide Jesus. Rate?
Oh, my God.
Did Lewis just slip you a note?
He's like, this is one of Lewis's bits.
Yeah.
He's like, now, at the point where we're talking about depression, Kelly, I want you to ask one of the guests if they're... Really? Isn't that why people kill themselves?
Well, obviously not him, because he's here and he's alive, but because you have to move to
fucking
state.
Barely. Look at him.
But yeah, because you have to move, you don't know anyone, you're a new town, it's lonely, blah, 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 blah.
Do you want him to die? Jesus Christ. My contract's up in June. You can always kill yourself.
Can I take it? Can I have the show?
Tempo, where exactly?
Kelly, can you do me a favor? Just fix your posture, because you make it look like the camera is a fisheye.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take that.
Speaking of changing markets.
Can I just try it again in a different way?
Yeah.
The way I was going to say
punch it?
Yeah.
Punch it.
Kelly,
up.
Can you fix your shoulders? You're making the camera look like it's bent. Wow. Wait, one more.
Take three. And speed, sound, action.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes,
Kelly.
Yes, Robert.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes, Robert.
Kelly. Kelly.
Yes?
Kelly.
I'm listening.
Kelly, can you fix your posture? You're going to make me want to throw up.
Oh, I love it.
Just had to go direct.
That's good stuff.
Learn that layover shit.
Joe's fucking killing me.
I'm rooting for you.
Shit, me.
Oh, boy.
I shouldn't be on this couch. I think that's the problem right now.
No, it's not. You've been on the couch before and you've been funny. It's that you came in with all this piss and vinegar.
You're always on the couch.
Yeah.
And you're always great.
Yeah, I've been gilding the lily with you for too long, my friend.
Whoa.
Gilding the lily?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What's that mean?
Someone explain that to her.
I would like to know what it means.
I don't know. We have to do a break real quick. Who's going to piss? Joe. We're going to piss real quick. We'll come back after these commercial messages, Dad. All right, we're back. What's up, guys? All right, so check it out. I'm going to do ads again because ask him if it's staticky now. I don't know what the fuck to tell you. If it's back... Something happened with the sound. Something fucking happened. I'm not blaming you, Lewis. There's something different, though. It's just not what it was last week. So
Gary Veeder's here.
I don't know what happened.
He is?
Yeah, find out if it's... Anyways, we're back on. Go to Amazon.com. Go to the Amazon link on Riotcast.com. Riotcast/Robert Kelly. The YKWD link. Make sure you... What happened?
I don't know. We've been... it's fine.
Make sure you go there and use the link for the holiday needs. Go to tweakedaudio.com, 33% off and free shipping for all your headphone needs. Great headphones at inexpensive price. And go to gamefly.com. What?
What?
It goes away when no one's talking. It's only when we speak.
Is it right now? This second?
Only when we talk, yeah.
I can...
Maybe a wire is...
Maybe it's his headphones. Maybe he needs tweaked audio headphones.
Not even busting your balls. Did you guys do anything?
Nothing different.
Did you plug into this thing? Is it still happening?
They're saying every time we talk, they're static. Not when we don't talk.
Hang on one sec. All right, here we go. Yeah, it was. I don't know what the fuck it was. Anyways, we'll find it. Anyways, we're back. We're back. We have my friend Cowhead, and we have what's your name again?
Gary Vita,
Louis J, Dan Soda, Joe List, Kelly Festuca, and Scopo, and myself. We're back from the bullshit. Anyways,
you're fucking miserable.
It's been a big week.
I got a lot of shit going down, man.
What's going on?
Mortgage isn't. I don't think it's going to go through. We got to try and not.
What are you trying to buy a house?
Trying to buy a house, and it's crazy. The mortgage. It's you know, getting a house is a fucking nightmare unless you're a millionaire. You know?
Yeah.
And even then, I would have, you know, you're probably buying a fucking multi-million-dollar house, so that's going to be a nightmare, too. I don't know. I don't know, dude. I don't fucking know. It's a, I'm sitting here doing this.
Nothing's worse than going in the house, picturing where you're going to put all your shit, you're going to see your kids playing in the backyard, and then the bank calls, and nah, it's not happening. They didn't accept your offer.
Yeah.
Crush your dreams.
We should rob a bank.
You should talk into the mic.
I should rob a bank.
There we go.
How
much better that is on a podcast?
I should rather rob a bank.
Why? Has anybody ever robbed a bank? I think it's the best way to rob a bank.
Yes, a lot of people have robbed banks.
No, no, not rob a bank.
Gary steals the lollipops.
Why wouldn't you put on a note, like, I know where your fucking kids live, or not even that, you actually research, like, the teller, you write their address on it, you say, I know where you live, I know where your kids are, press the fucking button, you're dead, put the money in a bag. Isn't that the best way to do it?
Nobody's going to risk
you
their
think
such...
No one has done that before?
What is it? So you go get in. Your dad to con the teller.
He needs pizza.
That says, I'm a kid, I want to open an account.
First, you got to get a stool and stand on it to see you giving.
Then you got to speak loud enough.
So you get a buddy, you get on his shoulders, then you get a giant trench coat, and then you walk into the book.
Hand him a note.
You're sticking with it.
It says, give me all the money.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if she does give you all the money, great. If she doesn't and the cops come, they say... Just kidding. I'm a comedian.
That's the worst idea I've ever heard.
That's what Artie Lang did. He went to jail. Wasn't that Artie's story?
Yeah.
What?
It was in the first book.
Artie Lang,
wasn't it? Artie did. He wrote about it in the first book.
Yeah, yeah.
Said that?
Yeah.
Are you just stealing chapters of Artie Lang's book? And also, is this the longest way ever to get Bobby to do his Artie Lang impression?
Wait, what did Artie Lang rob the bank?
He did it as a joke to flirt with the girl and got arrested.
Well, Dan, you know, the thing is that when I went to the bank, they said to me, they don't have lollipops. I ate the whole fucking bowl. Where the thing was, and I don't
You really thought that was a good idea.
Gary Vita, everybody. Next up on the Nick and Artie. Oh, sorry. Artie show.
Guys, let's go back.
Look, I don't know what to say to the people in the fucking chat. I don't know what's going on. It's that fucking week. I'm sorry in the fucking the Ustream, the four people that are there.
P1219 cents. Not bad enough that people should turn it off.
Well, they should turn it off. I don't care.
That people should be turning
it
off.
It's that bad.
No, he's saying it's not that bad.
Okay, look, something's wrong. I don't know what the fuck to do.
Can we start over?
Where's your output?
Output?
Where's your output level?
Right here.
Turn that. No. Where does it come up on there?
I don't know. Right here?
Yeah, you turn that the other way.
How's that? Is that better? Is that better in there?
Like Lewis,
let me know if that's better.
It's a problem with the video, it seems.
Yeah, it's not a problem. The recording is fine, dude. So it's not the mixer. It's a problem with the Ustream feed. It's probably a lot of people are on Ustream.
Maybe I pushed a button. I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Don't fucking.
No, I'm sick of it, Bob. I'm not funny today. Let me be technical.
Oh, man. Did you get a fucking wrist tattoo?
I've had a wrist tattoo.
He's had that for a long time.
What is it? I've never seen that.
It's lobster claw. It's flame, but it looks like a lobster claw. Lobster
I
know.
I love it that the only way you can show it off is to flick your wrist right back like a little time.
You know where you should live? You should live in Lake Havasu. That's where you'd really do good. Just a fucking dumb lake boat shithead skateboarding fucking asshole.
Joey's got a good one. Can we
what
just...
What do you got?
No, I'm just waiting
no,
for
I want everyone
to
sit in this bomb.
you
Kelly,
started naming
Kelly saved me.
Yeah.
I bought Joey's got one.
Kelly knows her meal ticket.
No, she doesn't. She just stepped on me, too. Hey, Joe's got one, Bobby, in the middle of yours.
I step on you, Bob. I helped you.
Yeah.
Kelly's got plenty of meal tickets.
See if...
it's all right. I like sexually aggressive Joe List.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, guys. The fucking podcast went shit. The other podcast, the audio one, the whole thing just shut down at break. No, but I got it. I have to go put it together again because it's in there because it fucking went. It went down.
It's cool, bro.
Now,
remember that deer. Remember
what
that
deer?
Remember that deer outside?
What deer?
When you first moved up there.
Fuck deer.
Hey, shh. You're gonna scare the deer.
So I are we recording? What's happening?
We're fucking recording, Joe.
Why are your hands so shaky?
Jeez.
I'm sorry, Joe.
See, it's Italian in him.
If you didn't have this attitude, you might have got your mortgage.
My mic.
Let's hope that just gets
I'm done with him. I'm done with Lewis.
What?
I'm just done with him.
Why?
I'm done.
Why would you say that?
I'm throwing in the towel.
And see, we're just when you give up, I'm back on board. I'm way on board with all this.
Thanks,
with Lewis in general.
I'm done.
To view, amazing. To be a part of,
since we're done with Lewis, it is Chris Scopo Day here at the podcast.
Let's get into Chris Scopo.
Oh, Joe guy wants to get into me.
Well, here's my issue.
What's your issue, Joe?
At the end of every episode, you're like, come on, guys.
There he is.
Thank God the show's almost over.
Luis Gomez going 1-for-7 on the day. pretty tough. Yeah.
At the end of every episode, you go, guys, come on, you got to follow Chris. We got to get him some Twitter followers. But for 2 hours, they just said that he didn't even get to say anything. He's just quiet over there. We got to really showcase how funny Scopo is. Well, how unfunny he is. I really don't know him.
Here's the deal, okay?
Tell me the deal, baby.
I do a show every week, and I needed an intern to help out and do shit. Yeah. Not to be on the show, not to be part of the show, to help the show run. Because I couldn't do all the shit. I needed somebody. So therefore, Kelly wrote in this big letter. I wish I still had. I'd love to, you know, if I can help. And so I had her do
Dear
that.
Dear Bobby, I'm writing you on the side of a ship on my way to America. I'd like to be on your radio program. I know it's not called radio in the United States, but I'd still like to be on it. That way I could eat and have food and maybe a bra for me club tit.
So I say, you know, fine, come on. And but she winds up being on the show. She winds up she's just on the show.
Oh, I mean, moved in perfectly to the point where it was like, it was just the best. Like, Kelly's, she got in line and was like, no, I'm in line.
Kelly's that relative that, hey, I just need a couple days in the couch.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the garage has a bed in it.
She's the guy on the couch from Half Baked.
Yeah, it has heat. Yeah. You have electricity running in from the house through an extension cord.
How did you guys get your roommate Kelly? I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's impressive so when she calls you, though, with the accent to make sure you're coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you. Then when I walked up the second flight of stairs, I stopped and caught my breath before I walked in here because I knew there was a girl here now.
Yeah. Just walking, could've breathing heavy.
I don't want to be like.
Yeah. She might have been hot, and then as soon as you walked in, you're like, ah, fuck.
Don't worry about it.
Fucked up. I didn't say that.
So here's the deal. And then Kelly goes away, and she says, I got Chris Scopo to cover for you. He's a great guy.
It'd be a better backstory if you're like,
so I'm thumbing through a lowrider magazine, dude, and I just see the best butt in the thing, and I was like, I want that on my show.
So I say, great. So Chris comes on, and I like Chris. He's great. He's cool. He's, you know, he does a great job, and, you know, what am I going to do? Tell him to fucking put the camera on me when I'm talking? Why would I fucking do that?
Right on point.
I throw in the fucking towel.
You can't do that because you throw it in. You bombed.
Yeah, that was the bomb. That's not the towel.
That's the towel. That brings us to my towel in life.
Dude.
Speaking of towels, how about that shack dick story?
It's a small towel.
I fucking keep Scopo. Because I don't want to kick him off, but now I have two fucking people that share one job.
Yeah, you're like the crazy cat lady. You keep taking in feral cats.
The one job that we added was this, was the video, but he can't be fucking yapping, or he's got to at least learn to yap and do two things at once.
We can swap.
Well, that's what I said. Scopo, you ever want to just be on the show and not deal with this, have fucking her do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Please. But here's what the Kelly's doing right now.
The day Kelly doesn't want to be on the show is the day hell freezes over, first of all.
Kelly's being passive-aggressive right now. Yeah, She's just saying that she can do a better job than Scopo, in other words.
This is her giving you an apple if you're the teacher.
Didn't I say this the other day?
I know. Fucking deal with Kelly.
I want to get to this. I like this tension.
You guys always try to make me fight. You tried to make me fight with Rotem and with Chris.
Oh, Rotem, that would have been a sexy fight.
That's
though.
Because you fucking hated Rotem.
I forgot about Rotem.
Do Rotem.
Kelly, I really like you. I don't know why you give me this attitude.
Oh,
Rotem, who's your dad?
My dad, he owns stuff. He's Jewish. He's from Israel.
Yeah, damn, that's perfect.
She was sexy.
She was sexy.
Big
shit.
Fucking fat tits.
Scuba,
whoa,
you
hey,
said?
Dude.
What
seriously.
The fuck?
I'm talking about Bobby.
Is he back?
Lewis is back.
Lewis.
Can we just try it?
Vita, could you at least try to clap?
By the time I got to my first one, you guys were already done.
Peter's got muscular dystrophy.
Okay, Lewis, why would you just...
That was funny.
You were being cute and funny. Yeah, Kelly, because you like all things evil.
I realized why I'm not good today. I'm not making fun of Kelly today.
Well, that's because Kelly's a human being.
Yeah, Kelly, and you know what? Don't be the triangle. You've moved on to a disease. That's a good fucking thing. You moved on to a disease. You made fun of my tits. You're actually finding another funny other than fucking sucking cock. Kelly's fat and Kelly sucks at comedy.
Yeah.
Well, you're looking for another funny.
Yeah.
You haven't found it.
By no means have you discovered.
Lewis, what are you trying to say?
Walking around on a beach with a metal detector right now.
Lou, you're growing.
All I'm saying is, what are you saying? At the end, either he's got a job to do and he's the video guy.
Yeah.
And that's it. You can't go like this. Everyone, what the fuck? Follow him on Twitter. If he's just, why do they want to follow a choreography?
He's not though. He can talk.
Well, I'm saying, so let's get some business.
He can be part of the show, but he's also got this thing to do.
All right, so you got to
do
it.
Why don't we have Kelly take over the video?
I'm happy to.
Great
and then
idea.
Scopo, you go sit down, and we'll find out who Chris Scopo is.
Let's get to know
right on the
Chris
on the YKWD program.
Get him some Twitter followers.
Well, we got to get him Twitter followers. Kelly, how many do you have?
3.5
3.5 what?
Ugh, so pretentious.
How many do you have, Joe?
He has
I have 3,600 followers.
You have as much as Kelly?
Ooh. Dude, not cool, bro.
You have as
guess
much as
guess who's getting
Pastoga?
That phone call? Guess no. who's getting that phone call tonight?
You and Kelly have the same amount of Twitter followers.
Well, I've been on Pete Holmes' podcast. Once. That helped.
I don't know which one is which.
I'm serious. I wasn't even trying to be funny.
Did
I
Carly Uccolino retweeted one of my tweets? Nick? Fucking 250 retweets on it, and that's how powerful Girl Code is. John Jones retweeted one of my tweets. 60.
Yeah.
The light heavyweight champion. The light heavyweight champion. The number one fighter in the world retweeted.
Boys are weird. Retweet.
400 retweets.
Yeah, do you guys ever notice that boys are just super weird?
Retweet. Bones Jones, the heaviest hands in the game. Well, no, not really. But
nobody knew Dan was bitter. Nobody knew Dan was bitter.
I'm not bitter. I'm being funny, not bitter.
You can't step on a chant, dude.
I can.
That's against rules.
Because I fucking break the rules now.
That's against guy code rules.
First off, hashtag guy code.
I hope we chant that when you leave the podcast.
Wait, that's what's going on with Gary. His batteries are dying.
Oh, wow, man.
Fucking A. All right, so go ahead. Let's do this.
Well, yeah, I wanted to do three questions for Scopo.
We should have left that desert
wind. We
should have
done three questions for fucking Gary Vita.
Well, the first
we did. They were all about Shaq's dick.
You have great 80s hockey player hair.
Thank you.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. He's got some Barry Melrose.
Yeah. I'm very jealous of other people's hair.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got to really bring the heat
now.
Took
me a long time to do it. Well, all right. I just came from the fucking... I got to get in the zone,
the bullpen.
Joe. Like, yeah.
You're out of the bullpen. Well, we're trying to get your Twitter
warm
post
up.
It's your story.
First of all, this is Scopo's problem. He's always on the verge of punching somebody in the face.
Mm. He's talking through his teeth a lot.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
He's fucking ready to hit somebody.
Joe's giving Scopo a push.
Yeah. We're trying to push the guy.
Let's go. Go ahead.
What do you want to know about me?
Everybody has a question for Scopo. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy for a little over 3 years.
Could you do your best bit?
No, what?
What?
Why would I do that?
So you can get some Twitter followers.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know. It's just an idea. I can't direct and create.
If I can interrupt here, I believe when I first joined the show, I had to play a set of mine while everyone critiqued
me. Just wants to... Kelly, but the problem with your set and my set, I get laughs in the set.
What the...
So...
That's two Twitter followers.
Oh, shit.
That's two Twitter followers.
Oh, I love it.
All right, let's do it then. Put your money where your mouth is.
Bring it up.
Wait, stop.
Listen, on.
No. Chris Scopo, stop.
I'm going to bite this microphone.
He has no idea.
Sit down, Joe. Joe, Estee's downstairs making a schedule. Sit down. No, I'm kidding.
I already got my spot.
Listen.
He has no idea.
Are you serious, Kelly? You want to go bit for bit?
No, I'll go bit for bit.
You can bring up my first ever comedy video, and I'll bring up a video now, and I'll still fucking destroy it.
Shut
up.
I didn't say it. He did.
No, I wasn't saying bit for bit. I was saying, remember how you played my bit and we all laughed about it? We feasted on me?
You brought that.
And then you made fun of me when I tried to support you. It was
rude. Yeah, I played crickets.
It was really rude. I'll never forget it. I'll forgive it, but I don't forget.
It was
and
great.
I was like this, Kelly, just to make you feel better, I'll do one of my bits. And then she presses the cricket button.
And we all laughed and laughed.
And then months and months later, Patrick Milligan is shitting on her, and I'm like this, I'm going to sit this out. I feel bad for her. It all ends. She shits on me again.
It really was one of the most ballsy things where she's like, I'm about to play my comedy. She was already very sensitive about it. She's like, you guys are going to play my set. Please don't be too mean. Before the show, she's like, I'm so worried people are going to be mean. And then Joe's like, all right, here's a bit. And then does it. And then Kelly just basically is like, fuck you. And then blood got drawn. It was in the water.
That is, you just named the problem with Kelly.
Yeah.
What?
Like Joe was like, oh, I'm going to be super sweet and do a bit.
Kelly's evil. Deep down inside, Kelly is evil.
I like Kelly.
Hang on.
Thank you, baby.
We can't... Here's the deal. This is what's happened in this room. Is that you're fucking smashing her, and you say she's evil, and then you're like, I like Kelly. She's a... You have a relate. You, Scopo, really think she's evil.
No, I like Kelly when she's not... Yeah, she has evilness in her.
Yeah,
put it that way.
Here's the problem, Bobby.
She has
you're
evilness
like the
in her.
Fucking older brother that's protecting your little evil serial killer fucking sister.
Well, I'm not protecting her. I'm asking you right now.
You guys,
you can't. Go ahead.
So what, guys? All the heads on her dolls are gone. That's my little sis, and I love her. Yeah, we go through cats monthly, and that oil drum in the backyard always smells like burnt hair. But I love my little sister.
What are you saying? Is she you think she's evil?
I like to watch the
evil. Evil's a little harsh.
Well, what is it? What is she then?
Shady.
What am I not saying?
No, I'm not going to say
sexy.
Shady.
No, she's very
look,
sexy.
You guys, I'm giving you the opportunity right now, and you guys aren't even saying it. What is it?
I think he just named the thing right there. That was very symbolic, how she played crickets on Joe's thing, but then was like, oh, please don't attack my act.
She really does. She does this. She does the equivalent of an old school professional wrestling when someone would go to shake their hand and look around the crowd, and they go, I think this guy's for real. And they're like, should I shake my hand? And everyone's like, shake his
and
hand.
And then she kicks him through a fucking barbershop window.
Yeah, and then she goes to shake your hand and then kicks you in the stomach. Finishing move, fucking she stone colds you with the stunner.
So what's wrong with that?
See, she doesn't understand it.
That's it right
She's
there.
A wrestling heel.
What's wrong
She's
with that?
Heel. She's just a heel.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yes, there is. There's no honor in
you
that.
You can't be nice to somebody then backstab them in 2 seconds.
Oh, guys.
She does do that.
Hang on,
she
Mike.
You're a bunch of babies.
I'm done being nice to her.
Mike.
I'm done. Bobby, I don't care. I'm a triangle. I'm a triangle and I'm going to own being a triangle. I'm sick of
it.
I'm not going to try to be a fucking drum set when I'm a triangle.
Guys, let's slow it down. Gary, give us the alphabet.
Why? Because Kelly's evil.
Now I know.
I just put my
head on. I like Kelly.
Thank you, Gary.
I love Kelly.
Yeah, because you have you know, no offense, Gary. You're not on the show, so she can't take anything with you.
And you'll never be on again either. Did you know that I thought there was
the N, there was two N's in the alphabet because I thought it was Y-N-Z. And I was like, why are there two letters in there?
Did you start freaking out?
That was just until now. Was that your first panic attack, Joe?
What?
Seven?
Mom, I just...
I want to do this bit for bit business. Let's hear this bit for bit.
I'm sorry. I can't do bits while I'm working the camera. Thank you very much.
No, you don't have any bits that work. Doesn't matter.
See what I mean? You know what? Sorry, Bob. I'm sorry, Bob.
What?
I can't give too many analogies.
No, shut up. Listen.
She shuts the screen door and locks it and is like, you can't get me. I'm in the house.
Listen, didn't you just give Lou a fucking hard time about giving me shit?
Oh, there it is.
The only time he can be funny is if he's making fun of me, saying Kelly stinks, right? But then Chris does it. Like, Chris,
Turn
off
Lewis.
Lewis wasn't being funny when he would make fun of me, so just stop making fun of me.
Because you're fucking attacking me, so I'm going to go back at you, and you just can't handle it.
And first of all, Kelly, I was being funny when I was making fun of you.
How do we go a fucking
angry
Joe List?
Yeah?
What are you doing?
Stop doing that, Don Fry.
I'm listening. I'm playing with the guy. I don't know. I got nervous.
His name's Don. His name's Don Fry.
You're the one who started
you
it. You
this?
Fucking started
well, I'm
it.
I'm trying to get some Twitter followers for him. I didn't start the fucking beef shit. Fuck that. Don't blame me for that. I tried to showcase his comedy.
Yeah, but here's the deal. You started with Scopa. We sat him in the chair. We got him out of here so you can ask him your questions and make it Chris Scopa Day. And you had one fucking mediocre question. How'd you start in comedy?
And
what
I
are you?
I said, what's your best bit? And then it went off into
the
whole thing.
Attacks me.
And then Kelly.
But Kelly, you
I didn't attack
him. No,
Kelly's the attacker.
Time out. Everyone, Cowhead, you can agree, as a morning DJ, the worst.
It's not a morning, afternoon.
Afternoon, right. But.
Drive
time. Entertainment DJ, when you have a comic on, the worst thing to do is, how long have you been doing comedy? What's your best
bit?
All right, well, I can't think of a thing. But first of all,
what?
I just want to go back.
What
I didn't
are you,
start
Italian?
The beef
I can't
thing.
Think of a thing?
No,
the things with the stuff. I don't know.
I'm trying to help a fellow here.
What's you said, and I don't know either one of them, but she's been surprisingly talkative on the microphone while doing the computer at the same time, which was the beef. Yeah,
but she's
listen,
also
man, Cal, why don't you sit there and...
Whoa.
You could have got a Twitter follower just then. You bailed.
Yeah, and he could get you a lot of Twitter followers.
No, I'm fucking... Kelly's, because she's been better. I don't know. What the fuck? Honestly, I just didn't want to fuck up you doing this today, because Bobby was very tense.
Pressure of him.
Bobby was just tense, and I was like, I just don't want to fuck up, because
he's a jerk.
That'll be my third time fucking up, so I was a little nervous.
Mortgage, my fucking cameras, dude.
No, I just didn't want to fuck up the cameras today.
Well,
that's
Bobby, you're the best I've ever seen at getting stuff out of people. Why don't you help the guy out here? Do the thing that you do.
Don't fucking fuck with my self-esteem to do your dirty work.
I'm saying
I'm not that low. I'm not at the bottom of the fucking barrel. I'm going to go, really, Joe? You think I'm the best you've ever seen?
You are. You're great. That's what your thing. You get everyone to talk about the things. You bring the best out in everybody.
It really is.
I'm not even trying to be fucking facetious.
That Jimmy Hart energy.
Come on, baby.
You
come on,
best
baby.
Man.
Oh, come on, baby. Here comes Bobby.
Kelly's going to attack me now, even though I'm the only one that hasn't attacked
her
in this
whole
thing.
Say what you meant to say. Say what you meant
to
say.
Will you try to take me down a peg and say that I'm doing something?
Say it.
So you can bond with Bobby and be mad at me together.
Kelly, say it.
Well, now that I've taken over the cameras, Chris, this is your chance. This is your chance to get your followers. Go entertain everyone.
No,
you
know
what you need to do.
She just did this to him. Dance, monkey. How does that feel?
Because Joe's going.
I'll talk and I won't have to laugh at everyone's bit like a retard like I am on stage. So it doesn't really matter.
What does that even mean?
Because Kelly will bomb and then laugh at her own bit. She'd be like, you know, guys, Midwestern.
Oh boy. Jesus. Well, you just lost those three followers.
Jesus, Scopo.
Just mean. Just if you're going to be
I'm not mean, but don't you fucking try to attack me. So I attacked you
when?
And you just said before you were like,
stop, let me say something.
When I attacked
that's the point, Kelly. You can't just say somebody you do this a lot. You say just be funny. And that's where that's a thing. Where you go, are you fucking kidding me? And you said it to me. You've said it to Scopo.
All right, hang on one second. Man, cow. I mean, now you cowhead, you motherfucker.
That's not me.
You got me fucked up. Yeah, it was you, because you're the one who said it.
Bobby!
Cowhead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
I get those.
I'm going to call you Pighead, Bobby.
That was so mean.
Don't listen to him, Bobby.
That was good.
What about the body?
old punch up a list.
On your show,
yeah,
does this shit happen?
No,
ever.
I control my show.
Good bunch of kids.
That's the biggest burn of the day.
But it is anarchy in here, right? I mean, this never happens, right? You guys never fight against each other.
No, we always fight against each other.
Really?
We're constantly calling each other out for being lesser in any situation.
Is there one, would you say, evil mistress? That
can I say something? I started with good intention. Kelly, stop yelling at me. Everyone's shitting on you but me, and you attack me, you fucking idiot cunt. You do it every time. You're a fucking, it's batshit crazy. It's fucking stupid and annoying. Everyone is attacking you in the room, and you go, Joe, nah, fuck you. You fucking cunt hole. Jesus Christ.
Is he being real
right
now?
Come after me. Come after me when everyone is shitting on you. He's being downright vicious to you, and then you come at me. And all I tried to do was to get this guy some fucking dumb Twitter followers, Joe? Which he may or may not even deserve.
Joe.
Let him get it out. He's been holding
right,
this.
Go ahead, Joe.
Let him get this
guys,
out.
By the way, everybody
look away.
You're just going to have to Google Gary because he's amazing. He's fucking a tremendous comedian. Just Google him. This is a piss poor performance. I'm embarrassed.
This is why I love
Scopo. I can't even speak for. I don't even know the fucking guy. I'm trying to get to know him. And your whole thing, you exist to bring out the best in people. I'm not trying to kiss your ass. Yeah. Kelly will try to act like I'm an asshole for some reason. This is your whole thing. This is what you thrive at. And
that's what I call Kelly,
fellow.
The whole thing.
Lewis is only funny when he's fucking talking about.
I'm a fucking triangle. I'm going to accept it. I am who I am. Fuck off. I'm a fucking triangle.
I don't even know your...
Man cow. Get it right.
It's Cowan.
Maybe he should introduce Scopo. You're a pro at it.
All right, wait a second.
You guys
that's
don't
a
know
great
each
idea.
Other?
That's right, a
so
fucking great
we're
idea.
We're in Tampa.
Shut up.
We're
I'm going to do it.
He's
hey.
At the...
You this is my show. Yeah, this
right.
is
what you're good at. You fucking
jerk.
Were
you yelling
off?
At me for you fucking thin cunt? This is my favorite episode of all time.
Joe lost it.
Right,
Joe's off the edge.
So here we go. So Chris Scopo's coming into the Cowhead show.
Yeah.
It's a big show. We're going to introduce him. He's coming in. He's doing the Tampa Improv this week.
Yeah, right.
So Chris, come in. Ready?
Oh, he's doing fucking crazy fantasies.
and he brought his opener, Gary Veeder.
Right, so here we go. slash manager.
Do your best bit. No, I'm just what? Yeah, okay. So I'm interviewing him.
Next up on the Cowhead Show, we got Chris Scopo, comedian from New York City. Give it up. Go ahead.
What are you hot-jogging it?
Bobby's all right, welcome back to Cincinnati's only classic rock station. We're here with Luca Brasi in the morning. In studio, we're going to add the old Tampa chuckle bucket, Chris Scopo.
Go ahead.
Hi, now, I'll be honest with you, Chris. We would never have you on the show. But Bobby Kelly says you're really funny. How do you know Bobby?
How do I know Bobby? Bobby's like a mentor to me. You know, he just comes in, and he's a ray of sunshine every day, and he's just the nicest guy in the world. He had me on his
mentor,
podcast.
Mentor, more like a centaur.
It's the same Bobby Kelly that I know. Ray of light. Mentor?
Well, when he doesn't yell at me for fucking up the cameras, yes. Then
how do you get to know him? How do you guys become friends?
How do I know Bobby? Yeah. How do you become friends?
Like, you open for him, and you work for him? What do you do?
I drove him to the Stress Factory, and he put me on his show.
Did you work for the Stress Factory? Like,
no,
why do you?
I just did one spot there.
So you did. Was that your first time?
At the Stress Factory, yes. Yeah. At the Stress Factory, it was my first time.
And then he still hated you, but he needed a ride somewhere.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
That was basically it. And I was filling in for Kelly Festuca on the You
on
Know
the,
What
on the
Dude
podcast.
So you seem to really respect.
Why is it that everybody seems to hate Kelly? What is it about her that annoys the guys?
Ooh.
Like, is it because... I don't know why she doesn't...
What? Kelly... Listen, Kelly is like... All right, Bobby is like the cool guy, and all the other guys are like, you know, Bobby's friends, and they're his sidekicks. And then Kelly's that one person who sucks up to Bobby really well and really wants to, but she'll go back and stab the other guys in the back to get on Bobby's good side.
Is she stabbing all the other guys, or is she just stabbing you?
She'll stab everyone a little bit here and there, or condescending ways. She'll throw jabs at everybody to get on Bobby's good side.
What's the worst thing she's done to you?
Worst thing she's done to me?
Showed him her tits.
I don't want to put it on air because we buried a couple things, and we said that would be between us.
Give me the good one. Give me the one that makes you still fucking hate her.
The one I don't want to say. I don't hate Kelly.
Why don't you want to say
I don't want to hate
Why
Kelly.
Why don't you want to say
Cause we
you
told
do
it
hate
was,
her.
No, I don't hate her.
You do. I can see in your face.
I don't hate her at all. A little bit. Okay. No, but listen.
Yeah.
I told her we had an argument.
Let's welcome. I got Kelly on the line. Let's welcome Kelly.
We had an argument.
Kelly, what's the one?
We have a caller. Ring, ring.
What's the one thing that you did that he hates? That he's afraid to say.
I think I'm on his back a bit with some stuff, and I don't think he likes it.
Because it's you think you're better than he is at what he does.
Because I've been here longer, and I know what Bobby likes.
And he.
See, she knows what Bobby likes. She'll throw Bobby in there and add a little jab. Oh, I know what Bobby likes, so
tickle the balls, legs up.
Yeah.
Why would I be telling you stuff that I want? Because it's not my show.
You think it's your show half the time?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you kind of do. Because you're throwing, Bobby likes this or Bobby likes that.
Yeah, because it's his show.
Yeah, I know what Bobby
otherwise
likes.
Otherwise, I would say I want
know,
it this
but
way.
I know, because Bobby talks to me, too. And he tells me what he wants, and I'll just take care of it.
Does he bring it as well as she does?
Did I call in the show? Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Welcome.
Oh, hey, Cal. What
Bobby, you're in the car. You're driving.
Bluetooth, and dude. I got a Bluetooth.
Sorry to hear you lost your dream house. Tell me about this. What is it about? Who do you trust more? Who knows better what you want?
Oh, I like this. I don't understand what you mean.
Both of these guys seem to think they have a pretty good handle on knowing what you want.
Look, man.
Do you feel more comfortable with running everything? If you had to pick one, if one had to die today and you had to keep one, which one would it be?
Colin, you're so good.
This is unbelievable. He gave you a kidney.
I feel sick to my stomach. This is great radio.
I think if one had to kill one. And I get to keep one?
But it's not who you want to kill. It's who you want to keep. Who does a better job? Who's the one that you trust more?
But the other one dies.
Yeah. We'll have Lewis kill the other one.
Tiger Games.
I would definitely keep Kelly because I know let me tell you what.
Yeah, go ahead.
She's definitely going to be around longer. Chris someday will become a comic and have to move on. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Kelly, attack me for that.
But do you think that's the problem?
I know Kelly
does.
This is my show. Settle down.
No, I know Kelly is Kelly's been here longer.
Oh, corporate
she should have
Dan.
More.
Look at Dan's looking for Dan's taking his side because he sees the future when he's doing Tampa Improv.
Dan, no, one market's not going to skew you. You're
first
all right.
Off, we got Robert, Dan Soder. Corporate Dan Soder's Dan. On the line.
Robert, if I could,
yes,
I'm just enjoying this because he is giving a outside perspective he's on your children. It. He's making you do something I've wanted to see happen for months. I'm getting front row tickets, baby. I'm buying tickets to the show. Because I want to see this shit.
This might be the best episode
ever. Stop acting
ever.
Like a savage.
Gary, shut the fuck up. Oh, did you say savage? Yeah. Watch Kelly Fustuca. Chris Scopo pick each other's eyes out. Yeah. When there's a body on the ground, the vultures are swinging. The vultures are flying. Yeah. Scopo and Fustuca biting at the same carcass. Who's going to get the most meat? Yeah. The cream rises. The cream always rises.
That's all right. Fucking great.
Well done, Bobby. Now, who do you want to die and why?
I know Kelly has been here longer. I'm the new guy. Right. I'm fine with that.
He's talking about on Earth. She's like 40.
Oh, yeah, of course. But she
no, that
does,
was a deserved
she does
boo.
Do things. She does do things that, you know, and she's happened to Lewis. I don't know if it's happened to Dan or Joe because we haven't talked about it, but me and Lewis have talked about it, that she goes and she does shit that's like, what the fuck? Seriously, why would you do that?
But let me tell you this. Sometimes you need a good producer that's not worried that everybody's going to like
she
them.
Wanted,
so they can come
Bobby gave her the producer job. She didn't want it because she wanted to be on camera, so I took the producer's job.
Okay. But you're jumping over what I'm saying. So I love Bobby. If he wanted to come on my show,
I love you.
If he wanted to come on my show every day, if he lived in Tampa, I'd let him because I think he's funny. But my producer will come with me on the side and go, "Hey, Bobby's good, but maybe too much." But like, he's got to say the serious shit.
Is this about Lewis?
so maybe he relies on her to come and although you think it's backstabbing, maybe he's just giving the straight deal. Hey, this guy was a little too much or something like this. Do you think that? Do you think that you're relying on one of them to give you more of an honest opinion?
Listen, here's the deal.
Problem is everybody's going to kiss your ass.
Here's
the
problem.
Show.
Here's the problem with what happened. Yeah. Is I like Kelly was fine. She was the one that came in and did the shit, and then Scopo came in, and I liked him too. I probably should have let Scopo just go when Kelly came back from there, but I didn't. I was like, you know what, dude? If you want to stick around, you guys can.
you guys can split it.
That's part of the problem. And here, you're too nice.
I'm too nice, and I let them stay, and I should have let either, you know, Scopo go or Kelly go, or I should have just said, hey, fine, but I like Chris. He's a good kid, and this is a good opportunity for him. And if anything, one of the shows, if I can do anything for anybody that comes on the show, is at least get you a couple Twitter followers or get people to know who the fuck you are. So, I mean, not Vita, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen for you, but most people that come on here.
I'll do a bit.
All right, go ahead, do one. Go. Go ahead, bit.
We don't have enough time for him to do a bit.
Do a bit.
Yeah.
Do a bit. Do a bit.
Go.
Do a.
All right, I've been trying to exercise more. I joined the gym.
Oh, this one?
go.
That was a good joke.
24 hours, that's a long time to be open. I went in there. They had a personal trainer show me around. This guy was so excited at the fact that the gym is open for 24 hours. He was like,
it's a lot of setup so far.
3 in the morning. I was like, dude, if you see me here at 3 in the morning, call an ambulance. Because I've been trapped under a piece of equipment since yesterday.
That's great. That is solid joke, Roy. Right.
It's very...
Where'd you write that? The creek in the cave?
Now let me... Can I Lewis up that joke?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Being sexy is pretty cool, right? We can all agree that. I joined a gym, right? It sucks. I'm not sucking dick. What am I, sucking dick in there? I wouldn't be sucking dick. Fags are fucking in the showers. Just butt fucking in the showers. But this gym's open late, right? And so this guy's walking me around the gym, and he's super fucking buff. Like butt fucking buff. And he's like, yeah, this is, you know, you can come in here at 3. I'm like, dude, you faggot. If I'm here at 3, I probably fell under some equipment.
Yeah, let me well, that's funny. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm a real ass dude.
Let me Dan Soder up this bit.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I was at the gym. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oink, 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 oink. Noises, something.
And if this Russian trainer came up, what do you want to
what
do?
What do you do?
Do you train things to do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, brother, dig it. You just met. You make me do it. You make me do that voice. You know what? I'm taking away that voice from Lewis.
Don't you do that.
No, you already did it.
Voice.
No, the fans love it.
I don't want it.
Dan, I just did that because I like doing a Russian voice, and I very rarely get to do one.
Well.
All right, so here's the deal. So that's what happened, Mr. Michael.
Yeah.
But they both... There's a lot of... What are you doing to fucking Gary's...
Nothing.
Back? I don't know, but I was...
He was just rubbing Gary's back.
I'm very uncomfortable.
So I kept both of them, but they both split the responsibilities, which is fine with me. And, you know, when I have a gig, I'll give them a gig. And when I have stuff, I like... They're both... I think I would like to help both of them out where they are at their careers. So the show... But there's things I need them to do. And I'm coming to the point where it's like, look... Kelly, they both...
You're a part of the problem. You, what are you, the fucking idol maker? You got to carry both of them. You're giving them an opportunity.
Just idols?
Idol.
Do you really think they're going to be that good?
No, what I'm saying is you're giving them an opportunity...
I'm saying Twitter followers.
...to get exposure to 50,000 people and go on you gigs or whatever. But at this point, it's working against you. At some point, you're going to have to cut the dead weight. Which one is the dead weight?
I could.
That was for you, by the way.
I don't think there's. I disagree.
You don't need both.
I disagree. I don't think either one of them are dead weight. I think that Chris does a certain thing that is, and Chris is learning, and he
his
does.
Hair.
No, Chris does certain stuff that I don't think Kelly's good at.
What?
Writing jokes.
What's that?
Nothing.
I really do. I think Chris. I can say, dude, what the fuck? And he doesn't get sad. You know, I can talk to Chris differently than Kelly. I have to be, you know, Kelly, I'm worried about her fucking crying. But yeah. Kelly takes care of the people better when they come in. Hey, how you doing? She can call people. She does a lot of stuff that Chris, I know, doesn't want to do as a guy. And I don't want to put him in that position to be, hey, Robert, why don't you, Kelly is better than that with dealing with people. Chris is better dealing with me direct head to head because he's a guy and
that's
we
true.
Can I can say go fuck yourself and yeah. He'll go fuck all right I fucked up and we're done, it's over. I don't have to worry about his feelings getting hurt. Kelly a little less. So I think they both I think it's good that they're both here. They just have to learn to, like the other day, here's a situation that happened. Chris has a better phone than Kelly. She has an iPhone 3 because she's an asshole from Australia.
Three.
I know. So anyways, she...
I'm poor. That's what
we
it
take,
is.
I like... I, we
poor is the four. Three is ridiculous.
Came out on a Ooh, bike. Come on.
Jesus.
So
Jesus
anyways... Christ.
It's weird because Luca Brasi died in the first movie, but the second part of the show, you're much better. It's interesting.
I was not comfortable in the beginning. I didn't want to step on everybody's toes.
No, no, yeah, now you're killing it here.
Anyway, man.
Yeah, well, I gave him the mic and let him run the show, and then he cut his fucking, you know, his jive. You know,
plus,
his
I still
groove.
Feel bad about Boy. Attacking Lewis in the beginning. I didn't mean it. I was trying to fit in. But then we shook hands, so I should be over it, but I'm not.
You attacked me?
And way to make it about you, Bob. It was all that about you.
Dick sucking talking. I didn't know what to
do. He's good because you let him be good. Nice.
So anyways, we... so... You know, the other night, Kelly took photos with Chris's phone. I need the photos to promote the show on Monday morning. Monday in the morning, in the afternoons, in the drive home.
Right.
Just like radio, that's when you promote on Facebook and Twitter. You promote at 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock at night, it does nothing. You might as well just not do it. Nobody's really looking at it then. But in the morning, afternoons, in the drive home, everybody's kind of on their phone or iPad or computer checking shit out. And Chris held the photo. He kept saying, and finally I go, it's Monday at 9 o'clock. I'm like, I'm looking. There's not one photo on a Facebook or a Twitter. The guest I had on had a photo that he took with his phone.
Right.
I'm like, where the fuck are the photos? Kelly's like, Chris gave me the thing late last night. I couldn't do it till this. I go, why the fuck did he do it? Look, I asked him for it, but he said he was busy. And I go, what? I don't give a fuck. How busy do you have to be to hit email on a cell phone? They made it pretty much idiot-proof. You take a photo, and in 5 seconds, I could have it if I was in Alaska, okay? Mm-hmm. So I called him up. What the fuck are you doing? And he was like, look, I don't give a fuck. Get the photo to Kelly, because you don't do the Facebook. You don't do the Twitter. Because I don't think he'd be good at it. She's good at that shit. And it was like, what the fuck? It wasn't her throwing him under the bus, I don't think. She didn't want it. She was trying not to say why. But I think they both need to work together.
Here's what I will say. This is, and I love Kelly. We're friends. I tell you this. I tried to make out with her the other night. It was great.
I love you too, Kelly.
So
I always tell her that I want to come on her somewhere in her body.
Yeah, yeah. You try and hump like me.
I really do believe deep down inside that Kelly Fasuca relished in the fact that she was able to tell you that Chris Coppa didn't
She really pictures. Didn't because I had to drag it out of her. It took me 10 minutes to get it out of her. Honest to God.
It did.
No. I was like, what the fuck? I don't... She kept, you know, mate. And I was like, Kelly, shut the fuck up. Mate. Just, why the fuck don't you have the photo? She's like, and then she was like, look, Chris was a little busy. And I go, what the fuck? And then I called you. And I said, Chris, don't hold my fucking photos hostages because you want to fucking do an open mic somewhere. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's plenty enough time to send a fucking photo on your phone.
Balls.
Right?
Yeah, it won't happen again.
And what'd you say?
Fine, it won't happen again.
And that's it, and it's over. You know
until,
what I mean?
Until you brought it back
but
up on the podcast.
Here's the thing. I think these guys, it's not about, you guys are working together. You guys, we're all together. Everybody is together on the show. You and me, we three make the show happen. You know,
I think it's us three.
I need you. Well, I mean, as far as the show goes,
yeah, they make it happen. We make it listenable.
Right. Exactly.
Well, the thing is, I didn't want to like be an asshole to Chris. Like, I didn't want to like.
We had no problems today. But see, the thing with Kelly, the one reason we fought that one time was because she said something to me. She was a little like the tone. Then I went back and slammed her. And then she got mad that I went, oh, you went too far. And slammed, like, don't.
He meant he physically slammed her head into a table.
No, it's like, don't come at me if I went back at you, and right. That's when we had a fight. It was like, don't come at me with the tone.
Don't come at me, bro.
And then I went back, I slammed her back, and then she's like, oh, that was mean and rude what you did to me. Like, why
and
did you
and
come
here's
at
the
me?
Thing. Here's the thing with your show too is that you have two, who's. I don't know I know who's on your show, but where do they lie on the show?
Horseface like, and Catface. Thanks, Chris. You know, it wasn't even, you know.
Make sure already there.
I'm sorry. I'm fucking out there. I'm swinging. They're not always going to hit, but at least I'm fucking swinging.
Not ever going to hit. You've been swinging.
Gary Vito hasn't swung once on this show.
He's fucking, the alphabet was hilarious.
Yeah. And he did his A bit.
He's beautiful to look at.
And he talked about his father abandoned him.
That was I know. I love this guy. He opened up. He had a couple stories that were real. He was funny.
I was the only one who went to his Access taping, by the way. I don't even think you were.
Yeah. I watched it live.
I watched his baby. That's where I was at home.
I was live watching it on TV.
Yeah.
I was doing shows.
Also, I'm a professional comedian. I was going to his tape.
I was an asshole.
I just want to be a friend.
On your show, what's the dynamic?
Galvin is the co-host of the show.
He's a co-host.
Yeah. So he's my number. He's the vice president. He's the number one guy.
Right.
And then I got Spanish. That's me. And I got my executive producer who happens to sit right there. And everybody's got a voice, but it's kind of like a power rotation. Galvin's the number two guy, then the three guy, and then, you know, and I got producers who are allowed to talk because everybody on the show has something to add.
And that's what I do. These guys, these guys are willing. Like, hey, I'm gonna. Can I do this? Can I do that? And I'll be on the show. Would I have fucking Scopo? Would you be on the show? Yeah, you'd be on. I'd have you on if you. Hey, you have to have Chris Scopo on. I would. If you never did what you did, I'd have you on. Would you be every fucking week? No. The guaranteed two seats in here, three seats, mine. Chris's and Kelly's.
Mm-hmm.
Only guaranteed seats. That's it. Everybody else, I go, Yadu. Or no. That's it. Definitely no to you again. But, no, Vita, we're going to do
Oh my gosh.
Vita, I'm kidding. We're going to do a one-on-one with you. Just me and you.
Sorry about this is the line of the podcast. That should be the fucking title.
I'm sorry about this.
So we. But, you know, I mean, but that's the deal we make, and that's fine with me. You know what I mean? Because, hey, man, you might not be able to, if you can do the cameras and talk, God fucking bless you. But I don't want to look at the video and have it suck because you forget to do what you're supposed to do.
I think the tension is great, and obviously they love it. Yeah, so I would amp the fucking tension up, but I would make it.
I don't think we need to amp it up.
Nope. I think you're right.
You asked which one you wanted to die.
But if she has potential to cry, then I want to make her cry, and I want to frustrate
him. That's not that hard.
Till he quits. Yeah, not really.
Yeah, but you're actually getting paid good money for this.
Right.
If I was getting of good money, I would fuck. Oh my God. But I'd love to make Festuca cry.
Oh, come on.
The crying hour with Kelly Festuca.
I don't think I've really cried in front of you. Luke's seen me cry a lot.
I've seen you cry like seven or eight times.
Why?
Because I get upset.
One time, with Chris. The one time you weren't here for the show, and the show wasn't, after the show, the show wasn't running.
Fucking crying.
She started crying, and me and Lewis are like, you know, like, pepping her up.
By the way, she's blowing on the camera right now.
Oh, all right.
You're literally talking, and she's over there. Yeah. So just to let you know that she sucks, too, sometimes.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
So she's crying, and me and Lewis are trying to pep her up, saying, hey, it's all right. Don't worry about it. And then I think she did something to like an hour later, or tweeted something about me an hour later, just a rude thing. And I was like, oh, that's a little fucked up.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, Kelly. You tweeted
it. You say Kelly with such a hard K, please.
Kelly's not wearing her headphones. She really sucks.
No, I can't. They're too loud. I can't hear.
But then we made her feel good, and then like an hour later she tweeted something about me about starting a coalition against me on the show to a fan.
So Bobby, what happened was it was a day after we lost that episode when you were away,
right?
And I thought I lost the second episode, and I had a panic attack in the studio.
And what were me and Lewis?
I'm gonna back Kelly up for a second because Bobby, here's the thing: it's not so much she had a panic attack because she lost the episode. She had a panic attack because she's afraid of Bobby Kelly's wrath. It's the same thing that when I get a phone call from Bobby at 11 in the morning, I'm like, this is gonna be the greatest conversation ever, or he's going to fucking kill me. And I walk in the bathroom so my girlfriend doesn't have to see me get fucking chumped by another dude.
All my conversations with you.
No, before 11. That's a problem.
No, have been to help you. Our conversations with you.
You're not my friend, dude. You're not my fucking friend.
You are my friend. And I've told you that.
We turned the corner.
But you bring that up because you're acting. There was a point where you were stepping over these fucking boundaries with me like we were best pals.
I tweeted my balls at you.
No. That wasn't even that. It was something.
That's why you called me up. Yeah, that's when you told me I wasn't your friend.
No, but the way you were talking about it, you said something about my chick. You said something. You were like really, like stepping over. Like I'm some fan of yours. You just fucking. We were becoming friends, but then there's a boundary where you fucking stepped over, and I let you know, and that fucked you up. But now, you know, when I call you, most of our phone calls we have now is to. I give a shit whether your fucking dumbness. Fucks you up. I care that you become, you know, I believe you have potential. I believe you have, I'm a fan of yours.
See, I don't see it.
Well, I am. I think Lewis has a lot to offer, and I just want him to do it. Mm. It's not, you're not just this quippy fucking dude. Hey, fucking Kelly stinks. You talk about politics. Who the fuck knows about that? I seen you with Giannis, and you'd go at it about shit. Not to say that you're smart in it, but you do have an opinion.
Are you thinking of Dave Smith?
You know what? what? You're fucking right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I
apologize.
So
thank you, Dan.
I was like, Bobby, is your eye still messed up? Because you're up, talking about Dave Smith.
I'm a little flustered. Right. Yeah, we're not friends, Lewis. Okay. Dave Smith.
Yeah. God, he's good, too.
Can I just say a thing, Bobby?
Yeah, please. Real quick. The microphone is on. You can just talk. Yeah.
I got to go, but I love
all
of you.
All right, listen. Dan Soda, you got to go. Dan Soda at DanSoda.com. That's all he needs because he's more famous than anybody in this room.
No, I'm not. You're breaking guy code.
Go ahead. Good to see you, Dan. You look great. I really, as much as I enjoyed all the drama and the business, that's clearly there's some deep, deep-seated resentments between Kelly and Chris here.
Yeah.
I really just wanted to have Chris get to say funny things so we could get him some Twitter followers. I wasn't trying to start a whole ordeal here.
But the truth is,
I enjoyed it.
Given him almost a half-hour opportunity, and what has he done in front of the mic?
Very little. Fresh, yeah.
No offense. I'm just pointing out.
Jesus.
Not saying it's not funny. I'm saying
destroying my dreams right now.
No, no, no. I'm encouraging you to take advantage of an opportunity. I'm not saying you're not funny.
Is it weird that Cowhead's mic cover matches his sweater?
We knew beforehand.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, but I don't think. Look, his potential. He's brand new to the fucking game. He's brand new to podcasts. He's brand new to fucking being around funny people. Where are you going?
He was dying to sit in the chair. Since he walked in the room, he wanted that fucking chair.
So, the last thing in Goodwill Hunting.
I don't think he's learning how to bust balls. He's everything is a learning process. I don't have expectations on Chris Scopo to be the funniest guy in the fucking room, but I think he's slowly getting comfortable.
Also, I'm coming into a show with, you know, you guys, the show is already funny.
Breathe. Don't cry.
I'm not crying. The show, I don't want to come in and be the guy that just talks over everybody because you already have three monster hitters right here. I don't want to be the guy that everyone's like, who the fuck is this guy? Shut up already.
Yeah, that's a smart thing.
No, it's not. You have to take advantage. These guys aren't going to let you step in. That's
I'm stepping in slowly but surely. But
what he's saying?
He gave you the opportunity. What I'm saying is that these guys aren't going to be like, let's let that guy be funny today.
Yeah.
It's never going to change.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not going to step over your jokes and try to throw quits every 5 seconds.
Like Lewis.
Throw what?
Quips.
Okay, I thought he said quits.
That's what we wish you would do.
Mm-hmm. Quit. We want you to quit, Lou. That's what he meant.
Don't push the mic away. Don't push the mic away. Okay. Look, come on, just fucking put the mic back. He gets sad and he pushes the mic away.
Lou, you want to make out?
Put the mic back.
I kind of want to make out with Kelly in a weird way.
That's the other thing I'm thinking about. All this shit that you're getting today, I'm positive that every guy in here has thought about you once where they were at least jerking off.
Yeah.
Twice. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
But can we acknowledge that Soda just did the leave behind to see if we were talking about him?
Hang on 1 second. Vita, anything at all? Anything.
It's so hard to talk about.
you need to get a Yeti mic and just send me your part in. Do it at your house. Yeah. Do it at the house. Whatever you want. I'll just add you.
Yeah. Gary's one of the best comics in the
city. I actually enjoyed you on the show. You're very, very funny.
And he's with your manager.
He's very funny, man. Very funny.
Cowhead, may I ask you a question?
Of course.
Because that's what I think, what you're saying to him.
The girl was going to talk.
Take advantage. Take advantage of you. But you have in your way, which I like. And so is Scopa doing it, slowly but surely, in his way. In a room full of fucking alpha male comics, you have to be you. Mm-hmm. You can't be Lewis. You can't be me. You can't be Dan. You were great on the show today as you. And Scopo is him, and that's it. In a room for like when you're on a radio show like yours, you're gonna come in and you gotta fucking go. Or you guys are gonna roll. You know, we'll never have him back in.
You'll be a one breaker.
What
if you're out? If you ever go on a radio show and you only last for one segment, they hated you.
Yeah. True.
That's a secret.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming. Good luck this weekend.
I'll come on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Kelly, what was your question to Cowhead? Three. You got to go to the three shot when you speak.
Oh, okay.
Fuck.
I didn't know that.
It's hard.
But now I do, darling, and I'm going to do it from now on.
Oh, Kelly, you know what? I want to fuck you too.
Nah, shut up, everyone.
I do. I just want to come in your throat.
I
want
to come on you. Yeah.
All right.
Jeez. All right. Stop.
I want to think about someone else while I'm jerking off, and then have.
I've been trying to get girls on the show, like girl comedians, from like literally months.
You're Gary.
Let's get a girl on. They won't come on because of fucking. I get it. Because we're just coming on Kelly.
Because the first thing you do is show a guest a video of another guy sucking your fake dick.
No, that would get girls on. They love that.
It wasn't a fake dick.
I know. It was. That's the thing. You had to point out that it was fake. There's no way your dick is that big. When I saw it, I was like, okay, I see what's going on.
Jesus, he's coming in here just destroying people.
No, I'm being honest. I'm just being honest.
He's being honest. You probably have a small dick.
I actually thought it was funny, but I'm not going to help you.
You don't have to laugh. It was factual. Go ahead. What was the question?
I have a nice cock. What size you got?
Not that I'm going to. You got nothing to brag about. Yeah, it's like a Red Bull can.
It's Italian. Yeah. Fat Italian.
That's you too?
Yeah, mine's a little
Italians
bigger.
Italians always have big fat sausages. What?
I want sausages.
Hell, they're always big, fat, wide ones.
All right, Kelly, what's your question?
Oh, do you...
So, Gary, anyway, what...
No, Kelly, what is it?
See? Oh, no, do you think, like, if it's, like...
You can count on one hand how funny... You've said five funny things, but they're really funny when he says them.
The alphabet counted as two of them.
Two and a half.
Go ahead, Kelly. What is it?
Do you think that, like, if Bobby is who he is and Gary is who he is and blah, 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 if who I am is someone who likes to start trouble or instigate, do you think that people should be, I should be hated or people should be so angry about that? If that's just me?
No.
And that's just me.
Every show needs a good instigator, and I can't always be the host because you don't want every guest hating the fucking host.
Yeah.
So, I like it. The uncomfortable radio is good radio.
So that's some of the, that's the one thing that people point their finger at.
But Kelly, if here's the problem. If you didn't really cry at the end of it, it wouldn't be a problem. If you just instigated and took your shit and then gave your shots and then didn't get genuinely upset about it.
If you didn't take it personal. If it was as for the show or for funny and it didn't become personal where you had to get an apology or say sorry or getting a sorry back every fucking week, then it'd be fine.
I've never had that.
Tom, this is business, and this man is taking it very personally.
You did it with me, Kelly. You did it when we had that argument. You said something.
You know, wait a minute.
I came at you, and then you got upset.
One
with
second,
it.
Chris. You know, he's a guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No,
okay.
But I've How's never
think of you as a lesbian. He's not.
If I turn around, I look like a lesbian. Yeah, honestly.
I don't agree with anyone in this room right now, but.
What?
But I don't agree because everyone's kid. Like, you. But you're saying like I have to like, oh, I had to get taking things personal. I have to say sorry. Oh, like I had to get someone to say sorry. So I'm trying to do the cameras. It's very, very hard. But just I don't believe that's
three.
Ever. I don't believe that's ever really happened.
All
right, I'm telling you right now, it happened with us. That's what
that
happened.
Was because you. Because
you came at me with a little cunty tone, so I slammed
that's,
you, and
that's
then,
it. That's where it is, right there. That's where it is.
What's it? What it you
he
came at
doesn't.
Me.
I think the problem with you, Chris, is that number one, you get very quick to anger.
Yes,
when
I'm going on.
Kelly, hold on. Let me.
I'm not finished, Lou. I'm not finished. You go very quick to anger. That's totally cool. Not my fault. Not my problem. So you need to watch it.
No, but anger. You came at me, and then I said, you want to know what the argument is about? Because you know what?
You,
it's really
you get angry fast.
I do. I know that.
You get angry.
Yeah,
you go from.
You could use a meeting or two. Are you still sober?
You go from. Yeah. You
call
go
it a dry
from
drunk.
To fucking.
I know.
It's not even a kidding anger. You do go cunt.
Now,
I know. But the thing.
So how is that my fault?
The thing would happen with us. The thing would happen with us. It was a question, and then she came at me, and I was like, and then I asked her again the same exact question, and then she did something like her funny way of tone again, but it wasn't funny, it was cunty. So then I slammed her, and then she's like, it was so rude what you said to me. Why would you do that? I was like, because you came at me, and I slammed you harder with that, and she couldn't handle it.
You didn't slam me. You just
yes,
called
I
me
did.
A cunt.
I said, Kelly,
you called me a cunt.
I take care of things, unlike you who hide your shoulders when you get angry.
You dumb cunt.
Jesus Christ.
That's what he said.
I don't know, man.
Well, listen.
I don't agree.
Hold on. This is what I want to say. I've never seen Joe lose his shit on somebody, and I think that that is symbolic of...
to me.
Yeah, Kelly, look, I love you. You know I love you. Me and Kelly had a thing the other night. I love you. But
I cried.
And she cried. And I felt bad. I had to feel bad because
you made
I
made her cry.
I made her cry over a fucking ball bust.
He didn't make me cry. I was, you know, I'm fucking, you know.
Sissy pussy. I get it.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on.
So,
and sometimes I need
but
someone
I'm just
to
saying,
talk to.
People, like, I've noticed other people, they fucking, because you have a thing about you where I don't think that you're comfortable in your skin or you're comfortable where you're at. I think you want to. Like, you want to put yourself above Scopo. And I think that bothers him, because the truth is you guys are on the same level. You're
both
not
him.
Yes. funny.
How does it bother me? It does bother you, because if I have to tell you something.
But you
about
shouldn't put
show,
yourself above him, though.
No.
Not on the show.
But I'm not doing that. I'm
just
not doing that.
Just in life.
Not. No. But if I have to tell him something with the show, I do feel like he gets really angry or defensive
Can you name one time?
Because I've got to tell him something, but it's like, it's not me. It's
but
like,
because you're the only one in the room, then admittedly so far, that he feels is unequal, and I think maybe you think a little bit above, because you've already said that these guys are the heavy hitters and he's the boss, so she's the only one that you really can do that to, so she might get a lot of your flack.
No, I think she should treat me with equal respect.
Which I think I do.
Yeah, I don't know.
But there is. I mean, I'm not gonna stick. I'm not sticking up for Kelly, but she knows. She's been doing this for 2 years.
It's not just the show. I'm talking about like in life, in comedy. Life,
right. There's we're talking about the show right now. Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about that though.
We're talking about
the show. The show is 2 hours a week, okay? And you have a relationship with Scopo and other comics beyond the show, way more often. You're at comedy clubs, you're hanging out at fucking whatever. So I think, like, Kelly, I've seen you do, I'm not gonna even name specific things, but you'll say little things where you're like, you know, you. And like I said, I'm not going to throw people under the bus, but you almost kind of like have an attitude like you're better than people, and you don't really accept where you're at. I remember a while ago you were shitting on some other comic, and you were just kind of like, I don't get why she's where she's at. And I'm like, Kelly, she's hot, and you know she's fucking been doing comedy longer than you. So accept where you're at and enjoy where you're at. Enjoy that part of the ride, because it's going to be gone eventually.
That's fine.
Being able to fucking be a young comic in the scene and being able to kind of go up there and be kind of naked and new and not really have any pressure to succeed. Now that I got a fucking manager, the pressure to produce content and the pressure to be really good, I couldn't bomb on Access TV. I didn't have that luxury. You know what I'm saying? So I think
Why did you?
Yes. Yeah, but Lou, I get what you're saying and I appreciate it, because you've always been you've been one of the
right,
best
listen,
people I know. Anyway.
Here's the deal. I want to tell you this from experience. We're going to not like each other. We're going to like each other. You're going to fucking hate Lewis. You're going to love Joe. You're going to fucking get mad at Chris. Chris is going to hate Kelly. The thing is, though, we're all in this to fucking together. That's it. The guys I came up, I've fought with all of them. I fought with Patrice, Billy, Norton.
Oh, yeah, I heard a story.
I've never fought with Colin, ever, but we've yelled at each other. He's gotten mad at me. I've gotten mad at him. It's just the way it is. It's going to happen, especially when we see each other every week. You two are working together under me, which I know is a fucking pain in the ass. I'm an asshole. I like shit a certain way, and I make you guys do it that way.
But I'm fine with that.
I know, but here's my point is this. You two are going to fucking fight with each other. It's going to happen. We're in the same business. We're doing this podcast. You can't take it too personal. You can't take it too deep. And the one thing that sucks, this is the one thing that I've learned that ends friendship: resentment. If you're holding resentment and you have something to say and you don't say it, and you tell Joe or you tell Lou and you don't tell her or me, it's going to come out one day. It's going to snap. And it's going to build and build and build. It's what makes people go and drink and use drugs.
Chapter 4. What up?
What's up, sucker? It's true. Resentment is the fucking killer. So what you should do is, if you get a problem, you should just fucking say it to each other and talk to each other and get it the fuck out.
Yeah.
On the show, not off the air.
All right, Chris, I'm attracted to you.
Because after we had that text messaging thing, I went and I found out where he was playing that night, and I went and saw him to sort it out.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to sort it out.
But you're a fucking, you're like me. You get mad too quick.
Don't get mad.
You get mad. You get mad at me when I yell at you for not doing what the fuck you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You're letting there shaking
your... See, that fucking right there.
What does she do? What'd she do?
Yeah. Like, shut the fuck
are
up.
On a radio
honestly.
Show?
Shut the fuck
are we
up.
On a radio show?
You have nothing good to
what
say.
What do I do?
That's disrespectful.
What do I do?
I let one of them go.
Which one?
I don't know. I'm not here long enough.
Will you stay for a couple weeks until we get this done?
Therapy's good with you,
just
man.
Just 2 weeks.
I'll listen to 2 more podcasts and let you know.
All right.
All right, so in 2 weeks...
fucking apprentice.
In 2 weeks, we're going to have to let somebody go.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
I'm not trying to do your show. Yeah. I think you're great.
I feel I like you're so calming.
Kelly, do you need to get away from the show for a while?
No. Do you want me to get out away from the show?
No.
Yes.
No.
Great. She's asking me.
Oh, sorry.
Kelly Lewis would be funny.
I feel like sometimes. Do you need a break?
No, I don't need a break. But if you want me to go, I'll go because
Fire them both. I'll fucking produce, bro. You know I'll fucking crush it producing.
Out of your mind.
Why?
Because nobody will come on this show.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
You'll call them up. Where the fuck are you?
That's not true. Are you fucking kidding me, bro? I produce two fucking shows right now.
You're yelling at me.
No,
and
Bobby.
You're
fucking yelling at me, and I'm sick of it.
Do you understand?
He already broke the board yesterday. Don't let him touch anything else.
I know. I know.
There's just a pile of shit that Lewis has dropped. The gorilla, the gong, and his phone. It's just shit everywhere. And the headphones.
He's just an asshole. He's a fucking true asshole. All right, we're going to get the fuck out of here.
I got
to
go.
We haven't figured it out. All right, let's go around the room right to left. Ooh. Go. Kelly, what do you got?
I'm sorry. Go next. I'm not ready. Come back to
Chris,
me.
Go ahead.
You can find me on Twitter at Chris Scopo. I'm at LOL next week. And come check me out.
I think Chris Scopo, follow him, okay? We know a little
Why?
More about him.
See, that was a joke.
Funny.
Why?
That was pretty funny.
So you can find out where Andrew Schultz is playing?
That was
Come
very
on.
Funny.
That was, that was funny, too.
That was good. Funny, but it was real. The problem is, I was like, open for Andrew Schultz, a comedian. You don't open for anybody.
Who cares?
No, she opens her legs for a few comedians.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That was funny, but it was too real. That was like a real fucking...
I don't think it was.
That was funny, though. I'll take that. That was a good one.
It was a hit.
He's promoting someone who has 11 TV shows on MTV. Who gives a shit?
What do you got there, Joey?
All right. This is big. If you live in New York, December 10th, the Twist Party, second annual. Twist and Shout. Gary Vita's on the show. We got comics shouting their act. Then we have a dance contest. And then this is an important note. December 20th, last week I plugged Grandma's Basement with Mark Norman. Grandma's Basement is closing, which is sad. It's where I started my comedy career. Yeah. So we're looking for a different venue. I'm going to be in Boston December 20th. Door deal show. Don't know where yet. So
what?
So you can't come.
So how do you know there's a door deal? What?
We're gonna find another place to do it. This guy is finding another bar or another venue. We're still gonna do it. We're just gonna find a different venue. Okay. So stay tuned for that. But December 10th, if you're in, come twist the night away.
And check out Joe's podcast, even though it's not on my network. Me, you know, Riotcast.
I can't wait till the statute of limitations is up on you, adding that it's not on this network.
But you know what? You could have came to me.
It's a funny podcast. I could have.
And you didn't. And it hurts.
I'm sorry.
It fucking hurts.
What do you mean it hurts? I'm here every week.
You could have had the studio.
I love you.
We could have got you a nice banner.
Well, they have a nice
Lewis,
studio
what do
as
you
well.
Got, buddy?
Guys, check me out. Me and Dave Smith and Scopo are going to be December 18th comics at Foxwoods. One night only. Also, follow me on Twitter at Lewis J. Gomez. Go to my website, KellyFisukasucks.com. Ding, ding, ding. What? It exists. All right, Bob? I didn't fucking spend $11 on a domain name to not fucking promote it. Okay? Sorry. Deal with it. It's funny.
All right. And I'm the bitch around here. That's his website.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah, KellyFisukasucks.com. It's a good fucking website name.
What is this new maniacal fake laugh you've done?
You know what's funny? It's, I think Lewis is Kelly's closest friend.
I really am.
Yeah, I actually think
he
is.
What a fucked up world comedy is.
Why do you think I'm crying to him?
If I had a friend like Lewis, I would fucking kill
myself. You just said
myself.
I was your fucking friend, you jerk off.
I thought you were Dave Smith. I mean, are you listening? Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure I'm her best friend after today's show.
What is your name again?
Gary Vita.
Gary.
Tuesday.
Yes.
The Irish Exit. I host a show called Hot Soup. It's totally free.
No shit.
Yeah, 51st.
That's how you get Bobby to come.
Have
name
you
your,
done the
name
show,
your shows after foods.
Have you done the show?
No.
You got to do it.
It's fantastic.
What?
You got to do it. It's a great show.
Yeah. It's great.
I've never been asked.
It's me, Mark Norman, Matt Ruby, run it together.
I've never been asked.
Matt Ruby's the only other comic who's ever made out with my girlfriend.
That you know.
I've never been asked. You don't know that. And I know somebody who has made out with her.
Yeah, I know.
While
too.
She was your girlfriend. What's up?
You're more than welcome. Show.
Okay, great. Thanks. I would love to come down.
So that's
Do I have to look smart to do the show?
No, you can look like you do.
And I set him up for that, right? Literally, that was a softball. I wanted you to end strong, kid.
Thank you. You can see Twitter at G Veter, and I think I'm being let go. I'm not coming back here.
No, you go. No, fuck you. Actually, come back anytime. Absolutely. Great to have you on. I'm glad I got to meet you. What's up?
At Mr. Cowhead, MR Cowhead on Twitter, and I'll be on Artie Lang's show tomorrow night.
This doesn't matter because this ain't coming up.
I'll be on Artie Lang's show on Wednesday night.
Anyways, dude, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you.
Finally
next week
had you in my studio.
This is great. I appreciate
you.
You
had a good time?
It was very fun.
All right, buddy. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Awesome.
If you don't kill yourself by then.
I'm not going to. That doesn't even have to matter.
Would I be a friend that you call when things are bad?
Yeah.
Like, are we that close friend-wise?
I'd call you, yeah.
Okay.
I'd call you for advice.
Okay. That's
good. I wouldn't call. All right, go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead. What's wrong? You all right?
Yeah, no. Beach just has to go to a client. So
all right, go ahead, man. Yeah, it show's over. You have to fucking whisper. You haven't whispered the whole show. You threw shit on the gong during the everything, and then you whisper at the end. You get
Wait for me. Where are you going?
Robert Kelly, check it out. Kelly, what do I got?
Actually, this will come out after the 9th. So December 13th, Arlington Draft House, Arlington, Virginia, 13th, 14th. And then December 27th, Comedy Shop, Blackstone in Blackstone. And then 28th, Comedy Shop in Poughkeepsie. And bye, Gary. And then December 30th, Mount Airy Casino, Gypsy Lounge, New Year's Eve. December 31st, Treehouse, Mohegan Sun Casino. That's New Year's Eve. What you pointing out there, Barbie?
Oh, Tampa, because this is coming out after that.
Yeah, after that. Yeah, I can't.
Sorry. Yeah, I want to depend on you.
I don't understand the podcast.
I got it. I got it, all right?
No, I was...
All right, I got it.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Make sure you follow the podcast at... What is it?
YKWD Podcast on Twitter or on Facebook. YKWD. Us. Follow us.
And if you like the show, go to iTunes and just leave a review, a 5-star review. All right, just go there. I know if you listen to it through some other channel, the app, or I don't give a shit. Go to iTunes, just leave a review. You like the show, that's it. And hit 5-star and support the show that way. Support our sponsors, tweakedaudio.com, Amazon, Gamefly. And we want to thank all the people that have donated this month. You guys are fantastic. Heather Graves, motherfucker. You guys are awesome. Thank you for supporting us. This has been another YKW Dude episode. We'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face.